La 7140...
The 7147th session of the Security Council is declared open. The provisional agenda of today's meeting is issues concerning Haiti. The agenda is adopted in accordance with Rule 37 of provisional rules of the Council. I would like to invite the representatives of the following countries to take part in this session: Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Spain, Guatemala, Haiti, Japan, Jamaica, Mexico, Peru, and Uruguay. It is so decided. In accordance with the Rule 39 of the Provisional Rules of the Council, I would like to invite Sandra Honoré, Special Representative of the Secretary General and Head of MINUSTAH, the United Nations Mission in Haiti, to participate in our meeting. It is so decided. In accordance with Rule 39 of the Provisional Rules of Procedure, I would like to invite His Excellency Mr. Thomas Meyer Harding, Head of the Delegation of the European Union to the United Nations, to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of Item 2 of the agenda. I wish to draw the attention of Council members to document S/2014/162, the report of the Secretary General on the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti. I would now like to give the floor to Mrs. Sandra Honoré.
Madame la Présidente.
Madam President, I wish to express my sincere gratitude to Luxembourg as President of the Security Council and to all the members of the Council for organizing this session convened to consider the report of the Secretary General on the United Nations Mission for Stabilization in Haiti, or MINUSTAH. I also wish to take advantage of this opportunity to hail the presence of the permanent representative of the Republic of Haiti. I wish to give special thanks to all the troop and police contributing countries of MINUSTAH and all member states who cooperated with the process of stabilization and reconstruction for their valuable support to peace building and building democracy in Haiti.
Madam President, since my last briefing to the Security Council in August 2013, the overall security situation in Haiti has remained relatively stable. As compared to 2012, the year 2013 saw a decrease in major crimes, including homicides and kidnappings, by 21 and 53% respectively. While the first half of the reporting period witnessed a 57% increase in demonstrations, notably in the metropolitan area of Port-au-Prince and in other urban areas across the country, most of these were peaceful and largely triggered by socioeconomic grievances. The performance of the Haitian National Police continued to improve, and the security situation in the five departments vacated by MINUSTAH's military component remained stable. However, when the capacity of the National Police was put to severe test, operational support by MINUSTAH forces was often necessary. The further strengthening of the National Police remains, therefore, a critical stabilization benchmark for MINUSTAH. Distinguished members of the Council, turning to the political situation, I would first like to commend the political leaders of Haiti for choosing the path of dialogue and for having reached an agreement on the holding of elections this year. I would further like to congratulate the Conférence Épiscopale d'Haïti and its president, Cardinal Shibli Langlois, for the successful mediation of an agreement resulting from the unprecedented step in Haitian political history when on January 24th, an inter-Haitian dialogue among the executive, parliament, and political parties was launched to discuss issues of democratic governance, elections, and amendment of the Constitution. The formal signing of the Accord of El Rancho by the executive, the legislative, and participating political parties was finally accomplished on March 14th. This accord stipulates that one election will be held this year, combining the long-delayed local, municipal, and partial senatorial elections with those foreseen for the end of 2014, that is, for a second third of the Senate and the entire Chamber of Deputies. As provided in the accord, key provisions to be implemented within a 10-day time frame are the amendment of the electoral law to confer the appropriate mandate upon the Electoral Council, the replacement of up to one member of the Electoral Council by each of the three powers of the state, and a cabinet reshuffle to include individuals drawn from interested political parties. A commission has been established to monitor the implementation of these provisions. A number of signatories to the accord expressed reservations about certain provisions, signaling the likelihood of further negotiations being necessary to facilitate its implementation. Distinguished members of the Council, the long-awaited adoption and promulgation of the electoral law in December 2013 along with the March 14th accord emanating from the inter-Haitian dialogue, have prepared a path toward inclusive and transparent elections to be held later this year, a sine qua non for the continuous functioning of Parliament in January 2015. It is now of critical importance that the provisions of the accord, including the amendment of the electoral law, be implemented in a timely manner by the Haitian authorities. To this end, MINUSTA, along with members of the international community represented in Haiti, are engaging Haiti's key political actors. Madam President, as regards the economic situation, there is reason for cautious optimism and renewed hope because of the economic growth rate of 4.3% in 2013, which provides the Haitian government with an important building block for more sustainable and equitable development. Post-earthquake reconstruction and rehabilitation has continued, and of the 1.5 million people housed in camps in the aftermath of this January 2010 tragedy, only an estimated 146,573 people remain in temporary camps. Notwithstanding this achievement, it is a humanitarian imperative that the government follows through on its commitment to ensure an orderly closure of these camps and finds durable solutions for the displaced who continue to live under adverse conditions or to face forced evictions. Of concern is that some 600,000 Haitians still face severe food insecurity and that the prevalence of acute malnutrition amongst children has increased from 5.1% in 2012 to 6.5% in 2013. While the number of suspected cholera cases has been reduced significantly every year, from 352,033 cases in 2011 to 58,608 cases in 2013, more needs to be done since Haiti still has the highest number of cholera cases in the world. Delivering and sustaining better health requires an urgent, scaled-up effort to combat the disease and to address decades of underinvestment in basic systems for safe water, hygiene, sanitation, and healthcare. The United Nations system in Haiti has developed a two-year, $68 million US dollar initiative in support of the government's 10-year national plan for the elimination of cholera. In addition, the United Nations and the government of Haiti are finalizing the creation of a high-level committee that will oversee the coordinated implementation of the cholera response measures as contained in the national plan. Ladies and gentlemen, in accordance with Security Council Resolution 2119 regarding MINUSTAH's further conditions-based consolidation, the mission is on target to achieve a 15% reduction of its uniformed strength and to reach the mandated strength of 5,021 military troops by the end of June 2014. The strength of the police component remains at 2,601. Given the gains in stabilization since 2004, the Secretary General is confident that Haiti and her partners can continue moving forward with the ongoing consolidation process. Further, in his report of August 2013, the Secretary General had indicated his intention to explore the best way for the United Nations to continue contributing to greater stability and development in Haiti beyond 2016. On the basis of an initial review of activities of MINUSTAH and the United Nations country team, five broad options have been identified and proposed in the Secretary General's latest report. These include, one, designating a UN special envoy for Haiti to deliver political good offices. Two, the establishment of a special political mission with continued support to police development through individual police officers and assistance to rule of law and human rights efforts. Three, establishing a smaller, more focused peacekeeping mission without military presence, and a continued and possibly increased countrywide UN police presence. It is important to note that no UN military presence is envisioned under these first three options. A fourth option would establish a smaller, more focused peacekeeping mission with UN police and a small military presence. And a fifth option would adjust the current mandate of MINUSTAH to reflect a reduced scope of activities achieved through the completion of the consolidation plan. The United Nations remain firmly committed to including key national and international stakeholders in the consultative process that will ultimately lead to determining which option is the most appropriate, to ensure not only that Haiti benefits entirely from a successful transition to a new configuration of the United Nations presence beyond 2016, but also that stabilization achievements are preserved and sustained. Consultations obviously will also take place with the government of Haiti. Distinguished members, to this end, a full-scale UN-wide strategic assessment should be conducted to provide this Council with an updated, in-depth evaluation of conditions on the ground. In parallel with the process just described, a revision of the 2013-2016 United Nations Integrated Strategic Framework for Haiti is being envisaged in coordination with Haitian government counterparts and the donor community to identify priority areas for the UN country team's strategic engagement as the mission consolidates. In the meantime, it is important that the government and MINUSTAH continue to work on multiple fronts to attain the stabilization benchmarks outlined in MINUSTAH's consolidation plan. Concerning the development of the Haitian National Police, MINUSTA, together with our international partners, continues to support the Haitian government and the police in the implementation of the HNP Development Plan 2012-2016. With the objective of achieving a minimum of 15,000 active police officers by 2016, the 24th promotion graduated 1,058 cadets, including 111 women, in December 2013. The 25th promotion, set to start soon, will have an expected 1,250 cadets and will be completed by the end of 2014. The current strength of the Haitian National Police is 11,228 active police officers, including 950 women. The further development of the Haitian police is vital for enduring stability in Haiti. Notwithstanding the progress achieved in the buildup of a professional and accountable police force and the important contributions made by bilateral partners to the police development plan, resources are still insufficient to achieve all the targets of this plan. The sustained commitment of the Haitian government and the continuous generous assistance of the international community will remain critical not only to enabling the National Police to progressively assume full responsibility for internal security, but also to strengthening required management and administrative capacity, oversight mechanisms, and the development of specialized units. Progress in the professionalization of the HNP needs to be complemented by similar improvements in other areas of the rule of law, notably in the justice and corrections sector. The mission is supporting the Presidential Commission on Judicial Reform and a law reform working group with a view to finalize a new criminal code. Updating Haiti's antiquated criminal code and criminal procedure is a preoccupation for Haitian jurists, human rights advocates, and for MINUSTA. Similarly, the mission continues to work with Haitian authorities and international partners to reduce lengthy periods of pre-trial detention and to improve deplorable prison conditions. However, the government of Haiti needs to develop a more strategic, comprehensive, and sustained approach to reform of the justice system as a whole. Concerning the respect for the rule of law, it is equally important that key oversight and accountability mechanisms be rendered operational and allowed to operate independently. With respect to the forthcoming electoral process, the United Nations continues to provide technical advice and capacity-building support to the Electoral Council, which has the constitutional responsibility for the organization of the elections. However, the mission's consolidation implies a more focused and strategic use of available assets in support of the national electoral authorities. In relation to governance, MINUSTA has concentrated its good offices on promoting dialogue among national stakeholders to overcome the electoral impasse. During the reporting period, despite the lingering stalemate between the executive branch and parliament, Haiti saw the adoption of important legislation beyond the electoral law, such as the law on the financing of political parties, the law against money laundering and terrorism financing, and the anti-corruption law for which MINUSTA had been advocating. Madame la Présidente.
Madam President, to conclude, Haiti is at a crossroads where progress towards peace, security, and stability must be made permanent by bolstering the democratic process, the rule of law, good governance, and a better response to the needs of the entire population. The passage of the Elections Act and the recent signing of the Accord of El Rancho as the outcome of the inter-Haitian dialogue process are important steps towards the holding of elections in 2014. The commitment of national actors to dialogue to reach an understanding is a victory for Haiti. It is my hope that this dialogue will continue and become deeper in order to respond to the numerous challenges that Haiti faces. It is in the national interest to ensure that Haitian political actors adhere to the spirit of the accord in order to ensure that their country continues to move along the path to democracy and stabilization, which is a necessary condition for sustainable socio-economic development for the good of the people of Haiti. Thank you very much, Madam President. I thank Ms. Honoré for her briefing. I now give the floor to the members of the Security Council. I give the floor to the representative of the United States of America.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you, Special Representative Honoré, for your briefing, which, together with the Secretary General's report, illuminates the impressive strides Haiti has made, as well as the challenges it continues to face. Today, I'd like to focus on three areas that are essential for the Council, MINUSTAH, and the international community to consider as we work with Haitians to build for the future: deepening security and the rule of law, ensuring consistent political progress, and finding the right scope and size for the UN's presence in the country. First, on security, the United States welcomes the ongoing expansion and development of the Haitian National Police, and in particular, their growing and demonstrated capacity to take on responsibility for Haiti's security. The relatively stable security situation reported by the Secretary General, including in areas of the country MINUSTAH's military component has already vacated, indicates strong progress on this front. While a larger professional police force remains necessary for sustained stability and the rule of law to take root throughout Haiti, the government of Haiti and its partners, including MINUSTAH, also must prioritize the development of the judiciary, the correction system, and oversight mechanisms. Further minimizing the number of prisoners held in pretrial detention, for example, would be a key indicator of the government's commitment to strengthening due process in the legal and corrections systems. Like strong institutions, a democratic, functioning political process featuring regular elections is critical to Haiti's long-term stability. The gains made since the Council last met on Haiti in August of last year, culminating in this month's signing of the El Rancho Agreement, are encouraging, and we commend Haiti's political leaders for making the difficult but necessary compromises to move the process forward so that the Haitian people can freely exercise their right to choose their government representatives. The United States urges those same leaders to act without delay to amend the electoral law as needed and stand up the Provisional Electoral Council so that Haiti's election administrators have sufficient time to organize, with the strong support of Haiti's partners, including MINUSTAH, elections in 2014 that are free, fair, credible, and inclusive. The United States also encourages Special Representative Honoré to continue to facilitate dialogue among political leaders and with civil society to ensure that disagreements about the electoral process or other areas of civic life are resolved swiftly so they do not threaten Haiti's hard-won gains. In light of Haiti's progress, the United States welcomes the Secretary General's presentation of possible alternate designs for a UN presence in Haiti beyond 2016, and we agree with the Secretary General that an accelerated transition to a new UN configuration in Haiti could be considered if conditions on the ground permit. The United States urges the Secretary General to conduct, as soon as possible, a strategic assessment that evaluates whether conditions, including expected election support requirements, warrant accelerating the transition to a new mission structure or continuing the conditions-based drawdown underway. We urge the Secretary General to report his findings in his next report on Haiti to the Security Council. The Security Council must continue to ensure that MINUSTAH's mandate, structure, and size remain appropriate to Haiti's evolving circumstances. And in this regard, we hope the UN can provide more detailed reporting on the declining role of MINUSTAH forces in ensuring security in Haiti. For example, specific information over time on the number and type of incidents in which the HNP requested and received operational support, also organized by location and the type and number of MINUSTAH forces that responded, would be useful to determining where the HNP stands in progressing toward being able to assume full responsibility for Haiti's security. More information about the frequency of and need for independent MINUSTAH patrols, particularly by military elements, also would be useful to the Council's deliberations. We expect that such patrols would already be in steady decline given the expansion of the HNP and the fact that they need to test their capacity while robust MINUSTAH operational support and advice remain available. At a minimum, these patrols should be conducted with the HNP, not independent of them. Finally, Madam President, the United States expresses its deep gratitude to two Brazilians. First, we thank Lieutenant General Pujol for his dedicated service as force commander. And second, we congratulate Lieutenant General Jaborangi on his appointment. The dedicated men and women of MINUSTAH have the utmost admiration and support of the United States as they work together with the Haitian people to build a more peaceful and prosperous future in Haiti. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the United States for her statement, and I'll give the floor to the representative of Chad. Thank you, Madam President. I would like to thank Madame Sandra Honoré, Special Representative of the Secretary General and Head of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, for her briefing on MINUSTAH's work in Haiti. The context of the establishment of the MINUSTAH is complex. From a very precarious social-political situation to the earthquake, which left the Haitians with more than 100,000 dead, wounded, and major physical and psychological damage. Under these conditions, stabilization is difficult and painful. It will only be possible with the will and the efforts of Haitians themselves involved. We salute the work of the United Nations team and the commitment to accompany Haitians. Chad notes with satisfaction the progress made in the field of national dialogue, which began in January of this year and was organized under the auspices of the Episcopal Conference of Haiti. We are pleased that the consensus which all of the parties reached in order to hold the free, transparent senatorial and local elections. Technical support was given to strengthen the instruments needed for the holding of elections. On the security front, the mission has effectively completed its mandate to strengthen the capacity of the Haitian police. Chad actively contributes to this mission with 6 trainer of trainers. We are pleased that there is a greater inclusion of women in the police force in order to lead to a further decrease in the higher rate of crime and the networks of organized crime in Haiti. The humanitarian situation continues to be of concern, with over 600,000 people needing care in terms of housing, basic sanitation, health, and food insecurity. We are pleased that MINUSTAH has created opportunities for jobs for these people to return to full social participation in the life in Haiti. Because of the great number of immigrants in the region, regional dialogue is needed to deal with migratory issues. We also call on the government of Haiti to invest in the diaspora because this is a factor to motivate and drive the development of the country. Chad salutes the efforts of the Haitian government and MINUSTAH in terms of human rights. We note with satisfaction the efforts made by the Haitian justice system to bring to justice the authors of abuses and violations committed under the previous regime, which has made it possible to reduce impunity considerably and give more legitimacy and independence to the justice system. Madam President, to conclude, I would like to say that MINUSTAH has carried out its mission. However, the holding of elections continues to be an essential challenge on the path to democratic stabilization of Haiti. We call on all parties to continue the dialogue and work for social and economic stabilization of Haiti. Chad calls on the international community through the Security Council to provide all the humanitarian assistance needed to the vulnerable population to bring about the stabilization of Haiti. Thank you very much. I thank the representative of Chad for his statement, and I'll give the floor to the representative of China.
Madam President, I would like to thank Special Representative of the Secretary General, Madam Honoré, for her briefing. China appreciates the positive efforts of MINUSTA and, in particular, SRSG Honoré herself for maintaining peace and stability in Haiti. Over the recent period, the political and stabilization process in Haiti has registered continued progress. A new electoral law was enacted in December last year, and inter-Haitian dialogue was launched earlier this year. The capacity of the National Police Force continues to improve, and the security situation, in particular the situation in the five departments vacated by the mission, has remained stable. At the same time, tension still exists between the executive and legislative departments of Haiti, coupled with sluggish economic growth and precarious humanitarian situation. The peaceful reconstruction of the country remains an uphill battle. The improvement of the situation in Haiti requires first and foremost concrete measures on the part of all stakeholders in Haiti, and at the same time, the international community should actively provide assistance. China is of the view that in the way forward, efforts must be made in the following three areas. First of all, we must actively facilitate relevant election processes. We hope that all parties in Haiti will resolve their differences through dialogue and reach a consensus as early as possible on electoral matters, with a view to ensuring a smooth general election later this year and further consolidating national stability. Secondly, the international community should take concrete steps to honor its pledges to Haiti and actively participate in the reconstruction process of Haiti. Haiti has the highest occurrence of cholera in the world, and the scale of the epidemic is alarming. China welcomes the efforts of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for the elimination of cholera and welcomes the appointment of SG's Senior Coordinator for Cholera Response. China calls on all member states to continue to provide financial and technical support to Haiti's cholera control program. Thirdly, we hope that MINUSTA, in accordance with the mandate given to the mission by the Security Council, continue to assist Haiti in maintaining security and stability, promote the political process, and strengthen rule of law and institutional capacity development in order to provide a stable environment for the economic and social development of Haiti. China has taken note of the preliminary options outlined by the SG with regard to the UN configuration in Haiti beyond 2016. We hope that the Secretariat, on the basis of SG's proposals and on the basis of careful study of the situation on the ground, prepare a more detailed plan accordingly. China stands ready to maintain close contact with other members of the Council in this regard. Thank you, Madam President.
I'd like to thank the representative of China for that statement. I would now like to give the floor to the Russian Federation. Thank you, Madam President. We'd like to thank the Special Representative of Secretary General, Mrs. Sandra Honoré, for the presenting the latest report on the work of the mission in this country. Lately in Haiti, there are many signs of stabilization, in spite of the fact that even just at the end of last year, there were civil disorders and a new exacerbation of tensions between the legislative and the executive branches of government. The leadership of the country and the main political forces appear to have reached important compromises in normalizing the political process. As a result of the inter-Haitian dialogue, it has been possible not only to make these positive developments more sustainable, but also to move towards solving the most acute issue that is organizing elections, which we hope will be organized by in October of this year. The successful holding of election will be very important for stabilizing government institutions and creating conditions that are favorable to socioeconomic development of the country. There is also progress in many other key areas. The situation in the security sphere remains rather calm. The level of crime has been falling. In the humanitarian sphere, there are also positive trends, although a lot remains to be done in terms of resolving the situation with internally displaced persons, ensuring food security and combating cholera. We note that in this connection, the efforts of the government of the country, including in terms of coordinating donor assistance, as well as the assistance provided through UN funds and programs, is very positive. We would also like to point out the figures of the Secretary General on increasing the professionalism and manpower of the National Police in Haiti. Significant contribution was made by the UN mission here, for which training the police is one of the key parts of its mandate. We consider that MINUSTAH should continue providing Haiti assistance in developing its law enforcement bodies and strengthening law and order so that ultimately the security in the country is ensured by its own national police forces. However, it's also important that while this process is not completed, peacekeepers should, if necessary, provide operational support. Now, we note with satisfaction the efforts of the mission in other areas provided by the mandate. I think it's hard to underestimate the contribution of the mission going back many years now in stabilizing the situation. An important role in stabilizing the country is also played by regional integration bodies. Overall, we share the assessment of the Secretary General on the need to develop a holistic vision of MINUSTAH for the period after 2016. At the same time, the breadth of the various options on reformatting provided, from practically completely retaining the peacekeeping mission its current mandate to its full withdrawal, clearly points to the fact that we should discuss concrete options very carefully. Given the specific situation, it's important to be guided not only by an in-depth analysis of the situation of this year, but also the degree to which the sustainable trends continue. It's also important to understand to what extent it's necessary to retain the presence of a significant military contingent. An important factor will be the pace at which responsibility for all aspects of stabilization and development are transferred to local authorities. Of particular importance will also be their view on the most preferred forms of cooperation with the UN after 2016. For the time being, the government of the country and the international security community headed by the UN has a broad range of complex issues. A leading role in dealing with them should be played by the government of Haiti. It is the government that is responsible for the effective use of the assistance provided by the international community and should play a very active role in coordinating that assistance. Thank you very much, Madam President. I'd like to thank the representative of the Russian Federation for their statement. I would like to give the floor to France. Madam President, I'd like to thank Mrs. Sandra Honoré for her statement. I would like to associate myself with a statement made by the European Union and by the Group of Friends of Haiti. Since the establishment of MINUSTAH, the path covered by Haiti is considerable. Events last year clearly point to the normalization of the situation and establishment of the rule of law. We also welcome the fact that local elections and partial senatorial elections will be held this year after having been postponed several times. Furthermore, progress by the National Police in Haiti are very encouraging. Significant decrease in crime noted by the report of the Secretary General is a significant progress. We also are very happy to see that the number of police graduating every year increases, including the number of women. Now, the cooperation between the police contingent of MINUSTAH and the National Police of Haiti is very fruitful. Now, the example of Haiti certainly is very positive in this area. We also note with satisfaction progress in the humanitarian sphere, the return of refugees towards their region of, where they're from, or The number of people affected by food insecurities is decreasing is encouraging. The wounds of the earthquake are healing thanks to the joint efforts of the Haitian government, the people of Haiti, MINUSTAH, and the country team. Madam President, much remains to be done, however. The rule of law and institutions need to improve their performance, their transparency, and become more accessible. Various demonstrations among the people of Haiti clearly show frustration and even exasperation of people who want to take part in the political process of their country. And the launching of an inter-Haitian political dialogue in January, while it is a very welcome initiative, should lead to an inclusive agreement. Hence, we welcome the signature of a protocol agreement on 19th March, and we call on all parties to take part in implementing the roadmap. Now, with regard to the human rights, we clearly welcome the determination of the Haitian authorities to renew the mandate of the Special Representative of the Human Rights Council, as well as the decision to prosecute Jean-Claude Duvalier, accused of crimes of humanity. These are very encouraging decisions, but violations of human rights continue, and the state is responsible for carrying out a very assertive policy in this area. Finally, humanitarian challenges are considerable. Very worried by the possible resurgence of the cholera epidemic in connection with the upcoming rainy season, and we hail the efforts of the UN mission in contributing to the eradication of cholera. Now, for these remaining challenges, the United Nations has to support the efforts of the Haitian government, but it cannot substitute its efforts for the government. Haitians need to be mobilized, and the state should carry out its sovereign functions in an autonomous fashion. Madam President, MINUSTAH was deployed in 2004 in the midst of a very acute crisis. This crisis was further worsened several years later by the earthquake. 10 years later, as the Secretary General describes in his report, real progress has been achieved. MINUSTAH has to adapt and reflect this favorable development, which is proof itself of its success. And the process of its drawdown began in 2013. That process will be completed in 2016. We need to go further and faster. We need to think of the after MINUSTAH period and the future presence of the United Nations in Haiti. On this point, we welcome the five scenarios or options provided by the Secretary General for the reconfiguration of the mission after 2016. We think that it represents a framework for the reflection that we need to conduct on this topic. In this context, the conduct of a strategic review by the Secretariat should be of great assistance to the Council. It should be carried out as quickly as possible on the basis of a precise evaluation of needs on the ground, and should be presented to the Council as early as August of this year, and it will make it possible for the members of the Council to define what kind of mission will be best suited after 2016 to the political and security situation in Haiti. But this review will also make it possible by 2016 to tell us if it might be possible to adapt our mission in a more radical way and more quickly. Madam President, beyond its mission of good political offices, we think that at this juncture, the future mission of UN in Haiti should maintain a significant police component. The needs in public order, assistance and support for national police in Haiti, and more broadly in building a rule of law, are the main challenges that Haiti will be facing, and for which a response by the UN is the most relevant. It'll be the heart of the future mission of the UN. We need to determine its specific profile. Of course, it will need to be done in close coordination with the Haitian authorities and the Group of Friends of Haiti. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the representative of France for that statement, and I recognize the United Kingdom in North.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to thank the Special Representative of the Secretary-General, Sandra Honoré, for her briefing today. We recognize MINUSTAH's continued contribution to stability and progress in Haiti, and I would like to thank the departing Force Commander, Lieutenant General Edson Leal Puyol, for his service in MINUSTAH. And we would also like to welcome Lieutenant General José Luis Jaborandi, Jr. as the new Force Commander. Madam President, Haiti stands in a stronger position today than for some time in recent history. As we see from the Secretary General's report, notable progress has been made in areas such as rehousing internally displaced persons, building the capacity of the Haitian National Police, who are taking greater responsibility for security throughout the country, and in the striking downward trend in major crimes. We also welcome the economic growth reported by the SRSG and the building block this provides for sustainable development. But gains can be threatened by a lack of political progress in holding elections. For Haiti's future development and stability, long overdue local, municipal and partial senatorial elections must be held. Dialogue between the executive and parliamentary branches of government and the political parties in Haiti is essential to resolve the political impasse. We urge all parties to address democratic governance, elections and constitutional amendments through the national dialogue process. As the SRSG said, a path has been prepared towards inclusive and transparent elections. It is essential that this path is followed in 2014, leading to a clear destination in the form of the holding of elections. Madam President, we are pleased to see that the benchmarks laid out in the consolidation plan are on track, and we welcome the Secretary General's assessment that these could be accelerated given the progress in Haiti to date. The Haitian National Police are more visible, more proactive, and more in the lead of security operations across Haiti. We applaud the advances made in recruitment, training, and operational responsibility. At the same time, in order to complement improvements in the Haitian National Police, the judicial and prison sectors must make similar advances. More work is necessary, in particular by the government of Haiti, to develop justice and accountability institutions. Today, these institutions provide limited access to justice, are weak and open to influence, and maintain pre-trial detention periods that are unacceptable, and this must change. Madam President, we agree with the report of the Secretary General that the functions likely to remain relevant beyond 2016 will be continued support for the development of the Haitian National Police, consolidation of political stabilization gains through good offices, continued strengthening of the rule of law through security sector and legislative reforms, and the promotion and protection of human rights. With these tasks in mind, we agree with the report's assessment that the future United Nations presence in Haiti will need to have a more tailored mandate and a lighter footprint to ensure the UN presence is appropriate to Haiti's needs today. We now await the outcomes of the strategic assessment and urge this to be conducted as soon as possible. We look forward to hearing the outcomes of this assessment in the next report of the Secretary General. We welcome the fact that the Secretary General's recent report sets out a broad range of options. Particularly given what we have just heard about political progress and continued improvement in the performance of the Haitian National Police, and if these welcome trends are sustained, we believe we should be ready to consider ambitious options for the UN presence post-2016, which prioritise Haitian ownership. Madam President, the future of Haiti is in the hands of the national authorities. Only they can build on MINUSTAH's efforts and consolidate the gains of the last few years. As the Council begins to consider how best to support the Haitian authorities after the end of the consolidation plan, now is a time for them to assume the responsibilities conferred on them by the Haitian people. The government cannot rely on MINUSTAH to be in Haiti forever and cannot shirk their obligations in the hope that the international community will fill the gap. Lastly, Madam President, we echo the Secretary General's view that it has become imperative for the national authorities to assume greater responsibility in establishing the rule of law and in preparations for the next elections. Doing so will provide the political stability for economic investment, and we urge the Haitian authorities to fulfil these responsibilities to safeguard Haiti's future. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the United Kingdom, and I now give the floor to the representative of Jordan.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to express my gratitude to Ms. Sandra Honore, Special Representative of the Secretary General and Head of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, for her comprehensive briefing. Madam President, the international community over the past several decades has exerted great efforts to assist Haiti and support it in order to overcome the humanitarian, political, and security challenges. The international presence in Haiti involved great sacrifices from the countries that have participated in peacekeeping in Haiti and countries that have participated very seriously in relief efforts and in efforts to alleviate the humanitarian suffering of the Haitian people, which in many occasions resulted from sudden natural catastrophes. We are pleased today to see that this international effort has resulted in new and recent progress in the main aspects of life in Haiti. We now have relative stability on the security front and a noticeable improvement in the performance of the national police. We also have progress on the humanitarian front, and economic indicators have improved as well. The international community must continue its support for Haiti in its march towards stability. However, the primary responsibility in maintaining the progress that has been achieved already and in increasing it falls upon the government of Haiti and its political leaders. Primary among that responsibility is the need to improve the overall political climate and address popular tension resulting primarily from continued delay in holding local, municipal, and partial Senate elections. In this context, Chodin welcomes the launch of the national dialogue process and its focus on the most urgent issues in the political life of Haiti. We call upon all principal stakeholders to cooperate and to be involved in that dialogue. Chodin calls upon the government of Haiti to continue preparation for free, fair, transparent, and inclusive elections without any delay because of the importance of this democratic task and in order to avoid escalating tensions throughout the country. In this context, we look forward to having the United Nations provide necessary support for the forthcoming electoral process. The government of Haiti also must deal seriously with social and economic grievances and the weakness of basic services, which lead to escalating popular frustrations in a manner that threatens the entire political process. It is also important to continue providing assistance to Haiti to achieve progress in other important areas, primarily the rule of law and development of the judicial and security sectors. It is also important to promote and enhance international response to urgent humanitarian needs in Haiti, including severe shortage in foodstuffs and the need to combat cholera. Madam President, I would like to address the following points concerning the future presence of the United Nations in Haiti. First, the reduction of the military component during this period at a rate of 15% is cause for concern for us because this is a very delicate stage considering the forthcoming elections. By next June, by June 2014, the total number of the force that has been withdrawn, that will be withdrawn, will be 1,249 infantrymen and engineers. Also, there will not be a maritime capacity to transport a rapid intervention force if there is ever a need to support local police and international police in areas further removed and remote from Port-au-Prince. Second, we emphasize the need to launch a comprehensive planning process concerning the presence of the United Nations in Haiti post-2016. We look forward to identifying the most suitable form for the presence of the United Nations in a way that can provide assistance to the government and people of Haiti past that date, especially in the areas of providing support for the development of national police and consolidating the achievements made in terms of political stability and continued promotion of rule of law and human rights and the protection of human rights. But the five options proposed by the Secretary General in his report to achieve these tasks were discussed very generally and were not discussed in detail so that we can identify all the relevant facts. Therefore, they need a comprehensive strategic assessment by the United Nations system. We hope that the next report will include more detailed options and will also present an in-depth assessment of circumstances in the field and their relationship to every option, as well as a recommendation of the most suitable option. Third, any fundamental change in the current presence of the United Nations in Haiti must be done only after full implementation of the main mandate and after verification of the achievement of its original and basic objective, which is assisting the people of Haiti in building a stable and secure state that enjoys an active political life and governing institutions and a structure that can promote the rule of law and protect human rights. In conclusion, I would like to mention, Madam President, that at the end of this month, the last Jordanian military participating in MINUSTA will return to Jordan after a full decade of a principal participation by the Jordanian armed forces in Haiti, during which 14 officers gave their lives. And here, we would like to emphasize that Jordan stands ready to continue participating in the maintenance of international peace and security wherever there is or will be an international presence in the future. Thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of Jordan for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Lithuania.
Madam President, I would like to thank the special representative, Sandra Honoré, and for her briefing and for her efforts, and the Secretary General for his report. We reaffirm our continued support to the mission. Lithuania associates itself with the statement to be made by the European Union. We are pleased with the advancement of a political process in Haiti. We commend the decision to conduct local and national elections no later than 26 October 2014, and the presidential elections in 2015. The elections should be inclusive and transparent. The United Nations in Haiti should be ready to provide their support to the electoral processes. The consolidation of democracy and institutions remains an important pillar of UN support to Haiti. We welcome President Martelly's call for the national unity and dialogue and a more collaborative relationship between the parliament and executive branch, as demonstrated in the inter-Haitian dialogue that was launched in January. We commend the progress made during the reporting period in implementing the conditions-based consolidation plan of MINUSTA. The plan has shown tangible results in meeting the Haitian police professionalization target as the national authorities assume greater responsibility in establishing the rule of law. The local authorities should assume even more ownership of security and safety in Haiti. An effective national police is essential for a long-term peace and security solutions for the country. Thus, police officers' misconduct and human rights violations should be immediately addressed. More progress is needed to improve pretrial detention conditions, to resolve cases of illegal detention. The rule of law is absolutely critical to good governance and stability. We note with satisfaction, as stated in the Secretary General's report, that Haiti's commitment to international cooperation has strengthened, especially on human rights issues. We commend the Haitian efforts to enhance gender equality and to set the conditions for greater opportunities for women. For example, we note that gender considerations have been taken into account in student magistrates. However, gender-based violence and increase in violence against women in Haiti remains deeply troubling. This is a security concern for the nation, whose women are an intrinsic part of the process towards reconstructing Haiti. In this regard, Lufino recalls the UN Security Council resolutions 1425 and 1820 that reaffirm the important role of women in peacekeeping. We call for an incorporation of gender perspectives in all United Nations peace and security efforts, including the MINUSTAH. Madam President, we remain concerned with the cholera situation in Haiti. There were less cholera cases during the reporting period. The Pan American Health Organization forecasts 45,000 infections in 2014, which is down from approximately 700,000 cases in 2011 and 12. At the same time, the number of cholera cases in Haiti is the largest in the world. Additional efforts ought to be taken in line with the UN system's commitment to support the 10-year Haitian National Plan for the elimination of cholera. We are pleased that MINUSTAH presence is continually adjusted according to the progress achieved in the country. As for the future of MINUSTAH, we are analyzing five options of a new UN configuration following the completion of the consolidation process in 2016 presented by the Secretary General. We look forward to the planned full-scale UN-wide strategic assessment results in order to form our informed position. At this stage, we are of the view that any decision shall reflect the balance between the scope of mandates of all peacekeeping missions and the resources allocated to them. We note that MINUSTAH has progressively disengaged from operational support activities, and further progress is needed in areas of rule of law, such as justice and accountability. At the same time, we underline the importance of consolidating the achievements in Haiti and ensuring their sustainability by both the government of Haiti and the UN community. In conclusion, Madam President, Lufinia wishes to once again express his gratitude to the Special Representative of the Secretary General, the MINUSTAH troop and police contributing countries, as well as to the team of UN Country Office in Haiti. We remain committed to continued support of the Haitian government in its efforts to promote national dialogue, peace and security, and to build stable future for its people. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Lithuania for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Argentina. Thank you very much, Madam President, and good morning. I'd like to thank the Special Representative of the Secretary General, Ambassador Sandra Honoré, for the briefing on the report of the Secretary General on Haiti. And I'd also like to thank her for her work and her efforts, and also for the results that she has been achieving as she contributes to strengthening dialogue and, through dialogue, the institutions of Haiti themselves. I wish to acknowledge the presence of the Special Representative or rather the permanent representative of Haiti and his delegation. We also wish to acknowledge the work of Commander General Pujol at the head of the mission and welcome Commander José Luis Alvarandi. We also would like to express our thanks to General Guerrero for his performance as Deputy General Commander for the mission over the previous years. On March 14th, Madam President, we saw the conclusion of a historic agreement in Haiti, which can have a significant impact on institutional stability and the strengthening of democracy in Haiti. It was an agreement reached between Haitians, men and women, and it was coordinated by the women and men of Haiti. We are pleased that the expression of political will for the conduct of legislative, municipal and local elections in 2014. We trust that MINUSTAH will provide the necessary support for the elections that will be held this year, and that the holding of these elections will take place in a context of safety and security, and that they will be free, fair, and transparent elections. Madam President, in recent months, we have noted progress in human rights as well. In this vein, we wish to highlight the decision of the Court of Appeal of Port-au-Prince ordering that crimes against humanity committed during the presidency of Baby Doc Duvalier be investigated. We understand that this is an important step forward on the path towards justice, truth, and reparation for the victims. We are also encouraged by the international accreditation last December 4, 2014 of the Office of the 13 of the Office of the Ombudsperson of Haiti by the International Court for the Coordination of National Institutions for the Protection and Promotion of Human Rights, as well as the coming into force of the Interministerial Commission for Human Rights. At the same time, we understand that Haiti continues to face major challenges in this area. In particular, we are concerned by the situation in terms of sexual violence, sexist violence, and gender violence, and the response of the judicial police to these cases. This is a fundamental issue in the framework of the training of the Haitian National Police and other institutions. And we hope that the international community will continue to support Haiti in building the necessary skills to ensure the appropriate investigation of all cases, as well as the necessary care for victims. We also wish to highlight that this is not a new situation. Sexual violence, sexist violence, violence against women is not new, and it is not exclusive to Haiti. But it also exists in Haiti, so it is a shared challenge to train the people who either are in or will become part of the police force, as well as those in the justice system and the criminal justice system and the penitentiary system. All public bodies have to have a comprehensive holistic view, which will incorporate a gender equality focus and a human rights focus. Sustainable development has to have as a priority the promotion of the economic, social, political independence of women and youth, and institutional cultural change, which is needed in order to eradicate all forms of violence, not just in Haiti, but in the entire world. Madam President, in the humanitarian area, I also wish to highlight the progress made since by the end of 2013, 90% of the displaced population because of the 2010 earthquake had left camps because of the programs of return and resettlement. Despite this, although we recognize that cholera is less prevalent over the previous year, we are concerned that Haiti has the highest level of cases of cholera in the world. We call on the United Nations and the international community to continue supporting the government of Haiti in its fight against the cholera epidemic. Madam President, MINUSTAH has continued to assist the Haitian government in creating a stable environment, as well as humanitarian assistance and disaster response, and supporting the Haitian National Police and conducting the tasks that the Council has entrusted it with. The Secretary General also highlights that work has continued to be done with the government of Haiti to make progress on the four stabilization indicators agreed upon in the consolidation plan based on certain conditions. We are therefore grateful to the Secretary General for the presentation of a series of options for the presence of the United Nations in Haiti as elements for the discussion of the future of the mission according to conditions in the field. We understand that it is important to consolidate the progress made in terms of security and stability and avoid jeopardizing these achievements with hasty decisions which might be based solely on budgetary considerations. In our region of Latin America and the Caribbean, we know that when the possibility of progress is considered from the viewpoint of adjustments, that we do not need to adjust, rather we need to strengthen our institutional progress in the political and security context of Haiti. Madam President, to conclude, we are convinced that the future presence of the United Nations in Haiti must be based on a detailed assessment of the mission's capacity, and they should be carefully planned after having analyzed the impact on the field of any potential decision. We understand that any future debate on the mission should have the full participation of the government, since it is essential to take into account the country's position as to the United Nations mission. Now, when it comes to popular demonstrations, we are seeing this throughout the world, in developed countries, in emerging countries, in countries in crisis, in countries with stable institutions. Demonstrations call for rights, economic, social rights, the right to education. So demonstrations do not have a special significance in Haiti, but what should really be taken into account is that these legitimate demonstrations where citizens call for the exercise of their rights should take place in a safe environment. They should be democratically resolved, and the institutions of the rule of law should, of course, be respected. Madam President, when I was a national senator in 2005, I accompanied the first troop contingent voted for by the Security Council creating MINUSTAH, and I accompanied them to Port-au-Prince and Bonaire. Of course, progress has been made. And the people of Haiti and the MINUSTAH have a major challenge to respond to in the region. A force of peace came to Port-au-Prince and Gonaïves, accompanied by me, to work in solidarity with the people of Haiti. This is an expression of solidarity from the peoples of the region. It is one of the lessons learned. Not everything has been resolved. But in any case, the strategy of this mission was not to remain there forever. The shared plan was to come to the country, help it stabilize, and gradually withdraw, but not prematurely either. The earthquake, the health problems, without any doubt, have created difficulties for the mission, but with the people of Haiti, we Latin Americans and Caribbean peoples share two major passions: soccer and democracy. Haiti was the first democracy in Latin America. We must remember that. So with this passion for soccer and for democracy, I am certain that the United Nations and the Security Council, when the time is right, will be able not to stay there forever, nor withdraw prematurely, but rather little by little, and demonstrate that it is indeed possible for a United Nations mission to work with the people and the government of a host country and thus meet their mutual goals, democracy, human rights, security, and peace. And if equality is possible as well, all the better. Thank you very much, Madam President. I thank the representative of Argentina for her statement, and I give the floor to the representative of Australia.
Thank you, Madam President. And we thank Special Representative Sandra Honoré for her briefing, and we also welcome to the Council His Excellency, the Permanent Representative of Haiti. We recently had the opportunity to engage very directly with MINUSTAH personnel on the ground in Haiti and to see firsthand the work being done by the mission. We recognise their unwavering commitment to the stability and reconstruction of the country. Of the four stabilisation benchmarks of MINUSTAH's consolidation plan, we would particularly like to welcome the progress that's being made in strengthening the capacity of the Haitian National Police, which is increasingly visible and proactive, resulting in a decrease of all major crime indices over the last year. While the Haitian National Police is on track to meet its target of 15,000 officers by 2016, we would encourage greater efforts to recruit female cadets, and we look forward to the continued implementation of community-orientated policing strategies and strengthened resourcing and reform to support a professional and autonomous force. We commend the establishment of the Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Specialised Team by the UN Police with the assistance of the governments of Norway and Canada, which is working with the Haitian National Police to support investigations and build capacity to address these very serious crimes. Despite these improvements, progress in the rule of law is lagging behind, and this could jeopardise progress in other areas. The government of Haiti must remain committed to strengthening the rule of law and promoting the independence of the judiciary. We do remain concerned about prison overcrowding and prolonged pre-trial detention periods. The fact that many of those arrested face years of incarceration before their cases are heard is unacceptable. We urge MINUSTAH to redouble its efforts in working with the government of Haiti to implement effective strategies to address management of pre-trial detention and prison sentences, to increase investigative expertise and apply legislative reform through the adoption of draft criminal and criminal procedure codes. In regards to other human rights issues, we acknowledge the positive and constructive steps the government of Haiti has taken recently, including its ratification of some important international human rights instruments. And notably in December, the Haitian Office of the Ombudsperson was internationally accredited as a national human rights institution, and the Interministerial Commission on Human Rights became operational during the period. These are important developments. Madam President, while there has been some improvement in the humanitarian situation, the people of Haiti continue to face numerous challenges. Continued food insecurity and increases in child malnutrition are very concerning. These are exacerbated by the ongoing drought in the northwest of the country, and we commend the efforts of the World Food Programme, which has commenced food distribution to those affected. It remains a matter of great concern that long overdue local, municipal, and partial senatorial elections have not been held. Since the Council last discussed Haiti, some much needed steps towards holding of long overdue elections have been taken. The enacting of the Electoral Act and the Political Parties Act are both very welcome. The recent national dialogue process demonstrated the commitment and determination of political leaders, and we welcome the signing of the El Rancho Agreement, which should pave the way for planning of elections later this year. While such breakthroughs are encouraging, it is essential that all political leaders continue to work towards consensus to hold elections in 2014. And for MINUSTAH to continue to provide the electoral assistance and logistical support for those elections. Madam President, we welcome the options presented by the Secretary-General for the UN's future engagement in Haiti post-2016. The considerable progress made in the stabilisation of Haiti since MINUSTAH's initial deployment in 2004 leads us to consider that it is time for this Council to give MINUSTAH's transition some thoughtful consideration. We remain open to an accelerated transition to a new United Nations configuration in Haiti, while cautioning that it needs to be carefully calibrated to the situation on the ground. Haiti remains fragile in many areas, and we must be sure to preserve and sustain the gains that have been made. We look forward to receiving the strategic assessment foreshadowed in the Secretary-General's report and recommendations on the most appropriate option for the UN's future engagement in Haiti. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Australia for that statement. I now give the floor to the representative of the Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to thank Special Representative Sandra Honoré for her briefing. Madam President, during last week's discussion on post-conflict peace building, we deliberated some of the core elements that can be also applied to today's debate. Today, I would like to make 3 points focusing on mutual responsibility among all parties concerned. This factor will be all the more important in consolidating the achievements made so far and expediting the remaining process. First, on the political process, the recent agreement signed by all political stakeholders to hold the combined elections this year is encouraging. People's growing impatience must be addressed without further delay. The political leadership in Haiti should accelerate preparations for the long-delayed elections while providing a level playing field for all participants. Addressing the socio-economic grievances of citizens should be a top priority for the Haitian government. In this regard, we commend the supporting role played by MINUSTAH and international partners. Second, on institution building. We would like to stress that establishment of national institutions should be accompanied by a strong political will. Otherwise, their legitimacy and efficiency, which constitutes a solid basis for national unity and the credibility of authorities, cannot be ensured. Political consensus on this aspect is another indispensable ingredient for the success of the upcoming elections. In this context, we welcome the continued professionalization of the Haitian National Police and hope that this impetus can spread onto other equally important institutions, ensuring the rule of law in Haitian society. MINUSTAH, the UNDP, and other partners need to continually seek more synergy to assist the Haiti government in its capacity-building efforts through effective coordination. Lastly, on the reconfiguration of MINUSTAH, we appreciate the Secretary General's forward-looking approach to reconfigurating MINUSTAH beyond 2016. The 5 options presented in the Secretary General's report provide a good basis for the Security Council to review possible alternatives given the evolving situation. We support the Secretary General regularly reviewing and reporting on his strategic assessment to the Council as the Council seeks the most appropriate course of action in the years ahead. We hope that the Haitian people and their leadership will take on all their challenges more proactively in close cooperation with international partners. The Republic of Korea extends its full support to Special Representative Honoré and MINUSTAH in assisting Haiti's stabilization and capacity building in this consolidation process. Thank you, Madam President.
I'd like to thank the Permanent Representative of Korea for that statement, and I now give the floor to Rwanda.
I thank Mrs. Sandra Honoré, Special Representative of the Secretary General to Haiti, and head of the UN Stabilization Mission in Haiti for her briefing on the current developments in the country. I particularly appreciate her intensive engagement with the political decision makers in Haiti, advocating for the continuity of democratic institutions, national dialogue, consensual legislative agenda, and progress towards the holding of free and fair elections. Madam President, Rwanda would like to congratulate the leadership and the people of Haiti for their incredible resilience and for the spirit they have exhibited in the search for peace, stability, security, and development, particularly since the 2010 earthquake. As indicated in the Secretary General's report, Haiti has recorded remarkable progress in almost all areas, be it political, security, humanitarian, and in the rule of law, and this despite challenges Haiti and its people continue to face. We are also encouraged by the commitment of the government to foster greater alignment of international assistance with the national priorities, increase transparency, and strengthen mutual accountability. And these efforts have led to the fast recovery of the Haitian economy. Madam President, on the political situation, Rwanda congratulates the Haitian Parliament and President Michel Martelly for the adoption and promulgation of the electoral law on 10th December last year, which has significantly de-escalated political tensions. Most importantly, we commend the Haitian political actors, the civil society, and the Conférence Épiscopale de Haïti for launching the inter-Haitian dialogue, which focuses on the three areas of concern: democratic governance, elections, and constitutional amendments. We encourage all political actors in Haiti to consider this as an historical opportunity for their state building that they must commit to make work, however strenuous it may get. The international community should continue to help Haiti as it prepares for the forthcoming elections. Madam President, we are encouraged by improved security situation in the country throughout the reporting period. As indicated by crime statistics collected by the National Police and MINUSTAH, there was a stable marginal downward trend in major crimes in 2013 compared to the previous year. However, it is worrying that cases of rape continued to increase. We call on the government, with the support of MINUSTAH, to put in place strategies to ensure the protection of women and girls and reverse this trend. This being said, we commend the National Police for its performance, which, with the support of MINUSTAH, has significantly improved the situation, the security situation in the country. Regarding the promotion of the rule of law, we know that the National Police is increasingly proactive and visible. Their work has resulted in the dismantling of several criminal gangs. The Secretary General's report, however, indicated that the vast majority of reported rapes are never properly adjudicated due to weaknesses in the courts, in the prosecution offices, and in police stations. But we also took note of initiatives being undertaken to address this issue, including by capacity building of judicial officers and by putting in place proper structures within the police with the support of MINUSTAH and UNDP. Madam President, on the humanitarian situation, although there are still over 140,000 Haitians who were displaced by the 2010 earthquake, it is encouraging to hear that at the end of last year, 90% of the population displaced by this earthquake had left the IDP camps. We commend the collaboration of the government, the UN, and non-governmental partners to this effect. We believe that with the support of international partners, all survivors of the 2010 earthquake could be soon resettled. Furthermore, we welcome the fact that the overall incidence of cholera had been halved since its outbreak in late 2010, and severe food insecurity was brought down from 1.5 million affected people in early 2013 to 600,000 affected by the end of the year. We welcome the UN ongoing and continued efforts to eliminate the cholera epidemic, and we call upon all stakeholders to continue mobilizing the necessary resources and to assist in the effort of treating and eliminating cholera in Haiti. In this regard, we note that the Haiti Humanitarian Action Plan for 2014 identifies a need for $169 million intended to provide basic services for the remaining IDPs living in camps and address critical needs related to the cholera epidemic, food insecurity, nutrition, protection, and disaster preparedness, of which only $6 million have been received. We particularly call upon the government and all partners to ensure the reduction of the prevalence of global acute malnutrition among children below 5 years of age, which continue to affect over 100,000 children. Madam President, in regard to the status of MINUSTAH, we take note of the five options presented by the Secretary General for the reconfiguration of MINUSTAH after 2016. We believe that this reconfiguration needs to be based on the dynamics on the ground in line with the security and political conditions in the country. In this respect, Rwanda welcomes the intention of the Secretary General to undertake a full-scale strategic assessment to provide an updated and in-depth assessment of conditions on the ground, from whose recommendation the Security Council should base its decision for options for the drawdown. To conclude, Madam President, let me state that Rwanda will continue to support the government of Haiti in its reconstruction period. And as a police-contributing country to MINUSTAH, Rwanda remains committed and stands ready to assist the government in professionalizing its police forces. I thank you.
Je remercie.
I'd like to thank Rwanda for your statement. I would like to give the floor to Chile.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to thank the Special Representative of the Secretary General for Haiti, Madam Sandra Honoré, for her briefing. We encourage her to continue contributing to the Haitian process through the leadership of MINUSTAH. We would also like to thank the Presidency of Luxembourg, which has convened us to discuss a question regarding Haiti, an issue of interest for Latin America and the Caribbean, as was reflected by the Organization of American States and the successive summits of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean Community, CELAC, and other regional fora. My delegation supports the statement to be made by the Permanent Representative of Uruguay on behalf of the Group of Friends of Haiti. Madam President, the commitment and solidarity of Chile with the people and the authorities of Haiti, both on the bilateral and multilateral level, is a long-standing one. Just 10 years ago, when, like today, we had a seat as a non-permanent member of this council, we supported and participated in the deployment of a multilateral interim force. That same year, we gave firm support to the creation of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti to support the political process and promote and protect human rights. Since then, Chile has successively contributed more than 11,000 men and women to its contingent. The commitment of Chile to Haiti has also been reflected in MINUSTAH's leadership. Two special representatives of the Secretary General were Chilean. Madam President, the multidimensional presence and nature of MINUSTAH has shown itself to be a positive contribution to a relatively stable and safe environment in Haiti, although a weak one, throughout these years. In particular, its presence has made it possible to respond to major challenges, such as the earthquake in 2010 and the constant exposure of Haiti to natural catastrophes. Madam President, it is now a priority to improve the political context in Haiti. In this vein, we appreciate the efforts of the Special Representative that are intended to facilitate a climate for dialogue amongst all national actors in order to strengthen democratic institutions and respond to the ongoing processes. Special stress should be given to the elections. We share the conclusions of the Secretary General as to the holding of elections in 2014. We also believe that they are essential for the continuity of democratic institutions in Haiti. In this environment, the adoption of the new Electoral Act and the opening of the process of national dialogue are positive developments. We call on Haitian political actors to participate in this dialogue with an open spirit, open mind, and democratic openness. There are still areas which need strengthening. We call for this reason on authorities to decisively move towards strengthening the rule of law, including the justice sector and human rights. We also encourage MINUSTAH to continue making efforts to include civil society in political dialogue. We acknowledge the achievements in the humanitarian field, especially when it comes to the permanent relocation of over 90% of internally displaced people. the way in which the Haitian authorities have worked with the United Nations and other non-governmental partners to respond to this challenge is the result of a positive force of synergy, which should be duplicated in other sectors. We should recall that Haiti is a clear example of what OCHA has called the forgotten humanitarian crises. For this reason, we call for the major donors to continue financing the humanitarian appeals. Madam President, MINUSTAH's consolidation plan should be implemented whilst bearing in mind the needs noted in the field. It is also important to have prospects for the future which will make it possible to strengthen Haiti's institutional capacity under the principle of national ownership, so the Haitian people can gradually take on the various responsibilities. It is essential for this plan to be supported by a strengthening of the capacity of the Haitian National Police in a democratic framework with respect for human rights. We appreciate the achievements of the Haitian National Police's strategic development plan for 2012 to 2016, especially the achievements of 2013, where more than 1,000 police officers graduated. With this, it would be possible to reach the goal of 15,000 police officers by 2016. We also highlight the graduation of female cadets as part of this group. This has been reflected by a decrease in the crime rate in sensitive urban areas and the disbanding of several gangs of criminals. The work done on the community level for prevention has been fundamental to this end. We share the concern of the Secretary General for this progress in police professionalization to have taken place on its own without similar achievements in the area of justice and accountability, which affects the achievement of the rule of law. Madam President, the presence of the United Nations in Haiti in support of the local authorities continues to be essential. We note the options raised in the Secretary General's report with regard to the United Nations presence after 2016. We believe that these options are initial basis for discussion, and they are being carefully studied by the authorities of my government, which is also awaiting the strategic assessment to be provided by the Secretariat. During her recent visit to Chile, Madame Honoré was able to study with the authorities the importance, direction, and vision of my country for MINUSTAH. In recent years, the participation of new countries of Latin America and the Caribbean in MINUSTAH has been important by contributing either troop or police contingents, which is an expression of the region's commitment to Haiti. In view of the above, we also believe it is important to increase the presence of Latin American and Caribbean officials in the civilian component of MINUSTAH. Madam President, my country has had a consistent, constant position with regard to the link between security and development in order to achieve peace since 1996. For this reason, we will continue supporting quick impact projects and programs to reduce community violence. We believe it is worth mentioning that the report has given an account of the development of quick impact projects to contain the cholera epidemic and prevent waterborne diseases. This is fully consistent with the two-year plan of the United Nations to support the 10-year national plan for the elimination of cholera in Haiti, supported by my country. We also positively responded to the appointment by the Secretary General of the High Coordinator for Response to Cholera in Haiti, Mr. Pedro Medrano. Madam President, we understand that the global needs for financing peacekeeping operations are growing and that resources are scant. Nevertheless, a balance must be struck in allocating these resources in order not to jeopardize the progress made. Chile reiterates the need for the United Nations to continue with the process of supporting the Haitian authorities through its funds and programs, as well as through MINUSTAH and its civilian component, especially in accordance with the Interim Strategic Framework for 2013-2016. Finally, I wish to reiterate Chile's commitment to the Haitian people, its authorities, and the MINUSTAH. Chile will continue to support the strengthening of the rule of law, democracy, and the development of Haitian capacity, because this contributes to a political culture which is committed to the stability of the country and the progress of the Haitian people. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank the representative of Chile for his statement. I now give the floor to Nigeria.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Madam Sandra Honoré, the special representative of the Secretary General, has given us a very important and informative briefing on the situation in Haiti. My comments will focus on political developments, the security situation, humanitarian issues, and the drawdown and reconfiguration of MINUSTAH. On political developments, we are pleased to note that the tensions of the early part of the reporting period in Haiti were reduced by the promulgation of a new electoral law and the launch of a national dialogue. We commend the civil society groups and religious leaders involved in facilitating this dialogue. We also commend His Excellency Michel Martelly, the President of Haiti, for accommodating various shades of opinion in the spirit of fostering genuine democracy in his country. This has contributed significantly to lessening political tensions. We urge the executive and parliament to strengthen the cooperation between them in the interest of good governance and supremacy of the law. We note with appreciation the engagement of the SRSG Honoré with political actors in Haiti and her advocacy for democracy, national dialogue, and process and progress towards the holding of elections. We also note the support provided by MINUSTAH to the government of Haiti in the registration of new voters, distribution of national identity cards, and in training police and electoral officers. On security, we are pleased to note that the situation was relatively stable during the reporting period. In particular, we note the downward trend in major crimes, such as homicide and kidnapping. We also welcome the expansion and improved performance of the National Police Force during the reporting period. On the humanitarian front, we are pleased with the progress that Haiti has made so far. We take particular note of the fact that 90% of those displaced by the earthquake of 2010 have left the camps. We commend the government of Haiti, the United Nations, and NGO partners for this significant achievement. We are also pleased to note the reduction of cholera infections by half since 2010 and the reduction of people affected by severe food insecurity from 1.5 million in early 2013 to 600,000 by the end of the year. We sincerely hope that efforts will be made to reduce this number further to zero, if possible. Concerning MINUSTAH's consolidation and reconfiguration beyond 2016, we note the five options presented by the Secretary General in the report as they pertain to the mission's political and peacekeeping functions. We look forward to the full-scale UN-wide strategic assessment, which will be carried out with a view to studying the conditions on ground as they relate to the five options. MINUSTAH has done a splendid job in Haiti. We commend the officers, men and women of the mission, for their courage, commitment, and sense of duty, and for enabling Haiti to be where she is today after her terrible misfortune. We thank the SRSG especially for her astute leadership of MINUSTAH. She has upheld the values and integrity of the United Nations under difficult and trying circumstances. In doing so, she has confirmed to us the soundness of the Secretary General's judgment in appointing women to important positions in the United Nations system. Only last week, Madam Karen Landgren addressed this council on the situation in Liberia. Previous to that, Madam Helen Clark also addressed us. And before that, Madam Robinson, Mary Robinson in the Great Lakes. And all these demonstrate the importance of appointment of women into key positions. Finally, Madam President, we would like to suggest to the SRSG to compare notes with the Peace Building Commission on best practices and lessons learned in various fields of endeavor, in various fields of operation in Africa, particularly in such areas as disaster reduction and resilience strategies and building of quick response strategies in order to mitigate disaster situations, such as the ones that have faced Haiti, and also in developing quick impact projects, such as in women empowerment, grassroots participation in national dialogue and political processes, and civil society involvement in national development efforts. Thank you, Madam President.
I'd like to thank the representative of Nigeria for that statement. I will now make an intervention in my national capacity as representative of Luxembourg. I would like to also thank the special representative of the Secretary General and head of the United Nations Mission for Stabilization in Haiti, Madam Sandra Honoré, for her briefing, as well as for her efforts in a crucial period for the future of the country. Luxembourg would like to associate itself with a statement that will be made by the European Union. We acknowledge the significant progress achieved in Haiti since the earthquake of January 2010, but like Mrs. Honoré, we're also aware of the challenges that the country continues to face. While the security conditions have remained relatively stable and the figures mentioned seem to indicate a drop in serious crime, The new demonstrations in the second half of 2013 have clearly shown a discontent by the population, people of Haiti, with regard to socioeconomic problems and the current impasse of Haitian institutions. To respond to the needs of the Haitian citizens, it is essential that elections that have been postponed for 2 years to be finally held. On this point, the adoption of an electoral law by the parliament and its promulgation by President Martelly on December 10th of last year are very positive developments. It's essential to speed up the preparation of elections. We welcome the process of national dialogue, which was launched on January 24th by the executive, the parliament, the political parties, under the auspices of the Episcopal Conference of Haiti. The signature of an agreement on the 14th of March in the framework of an inter-Haitian dialogue is a very important step towards a national consensus. This consensus is essential to ensure the strengthening of democratic institutions through the holding of elections in 2014 and in order to put in place a governance that fosters socioeconomic development for the benefit of all Haitians. The general improvement of the humanitarian situation over the past few months is very encouraging. However, living conditions of the 146,000 displaced persons who continue to live in camps following the January 2010 earthquake are deplorable. And the improvement of food security might be put at risk by a future hurricane. We're particularly concerned by the fate of some 100,000 children of younger than 5 years old who suffer from malnutrition, including 20,000 suffering from severe acute malnutrition. By the same token, while the number of people infected by cholera has been halved since the start of the epidemic at the end of 2010, the rate of mortality related to cholera has increase. The international community has to be able to take up these challenges. Luxembourg will continue to assist Haiti as a reflection of our commitment to the rebuilding of the country. Now, significant progress has also been achieved in the area of protection of human rights and building a rule of law. In his report published on the 7th of February, the independent expert mandated by the Human Rights Council, Mr. Gustavo Galon, has underscored deplorable detention conditions in prisons and also drew the attention to the problem of extended preventive detention in Haiti. We would encourage Haitian authorities to step up their efforts with the support of MINUSTAH to find a solution to these problems. On a positive note, we welcome the decision by the Appeals Court of Port-au-Prince validating the criminal prosecution decided against former President Jean-Claude Duvalier for crimes against humanity. Of course, a professional police force is an essential component of the rule of law, and we would like to hail the progress achieved in developing and building the capacity of the Haitian National Police Force. As the special representative noted, manpower is currently at 11,228 police officers, including 950 women. In December of 2013, 1,058 students, including 111 women, obtained their police diploma. The next graduating class is also quite promising. So Haiti is well on its way towards achieving the goal of 15,000 police agents, active police agents, by 2016. The progress on the path to stabilization of the situation in Haiti since the initial deployment of MINUSTAH in 2004 have been considerable. Of course, the presence of the United Nations is still necessary, also with a view to the elections to be held in the future. I'm also thinking of the presidential elections scheduled for November of 2015. However, it is already time to prepare for the next chapter, which will open after 2016. We would like to thank the Secretary General for having provided us with the five options for a future presence of the United Nations after 2017. Generally speaking, Luxembourg supports the goal of a progressive assumption of the role of MINUSTAH by the Haitian state, in particular by the Haitian National Police with regard to law and order and ensuring a stable environment. Now, if the conditions on the ground allow it, we are in favor of an accelerated transition towards a new configuration of the United Nations presence in Haiti, and this should be continued. We await with great interest the comprehensive strategic review that the Secretary General will present to us in a future report so that the Security Council could make a decision, an informed decision, and in close coordination with the Haitian authorities with regard to the future presence of the United Nations, which will be the most suitable to the aspirations and the needs of the Haitian people, and that will make it possible to consolidate in a sustainable way the stability of the country. Now, I will go back to my role as the President of the Council. I would now like to recognize the representative of Haiti.
Madam President of the Security Council, Honorable Special Representative of the Secretary General, Your Excellencies, Ladies, Gentlemen, Honorable Ambassadors, first of all, on behalf of the Government of the Republic of Haiti, I wish to thank the Secretary General of the United Nations for the quality of his report to the Security Council. Pursuant to Resolution 2119 of 2013, extending the mandate of the United Nations Mission for Stabilization in Haiti till October 15, 2014. The government of Haiti has considered the content of this report with the greatest interest. It is a lucid, balanced, and objective description of the situation in Haiti on the political level, And when it comes to the economic, humanitarian, reconstruction and security levels, it covers the various activities of MINUSTAH in the framework of the mandate given to it 10 years ago. The government of Haiti has also noted the various options being considered from the viewpoint of a reconfiguration of MINUSTAH, which both parties would like to see happen. On these various points, I would like to express the position of the government and provide some clarifications and new points of information as needed to complete the data in the report and make it possible to appreciate recent developments of the situation in Haiti. But I would like to, first of all, express the gratitude of the government of Haiti to all the member states who, through their generous contribution in human resources, as well as financial, technical, and material resources, have provided unwavering support since 2004 to MINUSTAH, thus supporting the Haitian people in their march towards the building of a state of rule of law and a truly democratic society. Madam President, the Haitian government is pleased at the general findings of the Secretary General on the situation in Haiti. Despite problems, he writes, the progress made on the path to stabilizing the situation in Haiti since the initial deployment of MINUSTAH in 2004 has been considerable. We have noted the gray areas and some concerns raised in the report, especially when it comes to the slow political process, tensions between the executive and legislative powers, and delays in the organization of elections. In this regard, I wish to highlight that the appeal of the Secretary General to hold elections in 2014, as they are indispensable for the continuity of democratic institutions in the country, has been heard. This appeal has had a deep resonance amongst the political players in Haiti, in particular, and Haitian society in general. Indeed, there has been a major change on the political scene in Haiti. A major agreement, the so-called El Rancho Accord, was signed on March 14, 2014, by the major actors on the Haitian political scene in terms of a political dialogue which was launched 2 months ago by President Michel Joseph Martelly under the aegis of the head of the Episcopal Conference, Cardinal Chibi Langlois. And so the horizon has cleared. Now, political obstacles which were hampering the holding of elections have disappeared. The agreement expressly provides for the establishment of an open government able to create the necessary conditions to hold free, fair, and democratic elections. The Electoral Act, which already has been passed, will be amended as agreed. Other provisions of the agreement cover governance, the separation of powers, legal and institutional guarantees, and the settlement of all disputes which were obstacles to the holding of elections. The consensus thus reached should make it possible to make up for lost time by holding elections in 2014, to renew two-thirds of the Senate, the entire lower house, and all municipalities and other local governments. The head of state has made a solemn commitment. The government will fully take responsibility for the electoral process and national institutions which are responsible for this process. The support of MINUSTAH, even indirectly, for this process of political dialogue, which has just been successful, should be highlighted. The Haitian government is pleased at the Secretary General's recommendation that the mission should use the means that it has at hand in the most strategic and targeted fashion possible to support the efforts of national authorities to hold the upcoming elections. On another front, the government of the Republic of Haiti expresses its deep appreciation for the remarkable support which the United Nations organization and other international and regional institutions, such as the CARICOM, provided to Haiti with regard to the decision of the Constitutional Court of the Dominican Republic of 23 September 2013 regarding the nationality of over 200,000 Dominicans of Haitian origin. We express once again our deepest thanks. Haiti, like the entire international community, awaits the additional law promised by the government of the Dominican Republic, which will guarantee the rights of citizens who are at risk of becoming stateless. On the security level, the report of the Secretary General indicates a relative stability in security conditions. This is illustrated by a number of positive elements which I would like to highlight. A significant drop in the crime rate. A decrease by 21% in the number of homicides in comparison with 2012. A decreased incidence of crime. A decrease by 53% of kidnappings in comparison with 2012. There is no doubt that the operational support of the MINUSTAH to the Haitian National Police has contributed to these results. Thus, the Secretary General is quite right to be pleased at the success in this priority area of the consolidation plan. In other words, the professionalization of the Haitian National Police. I'm also pleased that the Secretary General mentioned in his report the progress made, as well as the long series of measures that the Haitian government has taken to improve the human rights situation. Apart from establishing the Haitian Office of the Ombudsperson as the international, or rather the National Institution for Human Rights, as well as the Interministerial Commission for Human Rights, the Haitian government signed on August 16, 2013, the Convention Against Torture and Other Forms of Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Punishment. We became signatories to the International Pact on the Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and we ratified the Hague Convention on the Protection of Children and Cooperation on International Cooperations. In a very timely fashion, the Haitian government, a few days ago, on March 21st of this year, signed the Arms Trade Treaty. Legal instrument which is opened for signature on June 3, 2013. The government is deeply concerned at the proliferation and circulation of conventional arms and munitions. We have always called for a treaty regulating the arms trade in order to improve human security worldwide and reduce the loss of human life, which is a result of a lack of a strict control of transfers of arms and ammunition. The Haitian government welcomes this legally binding treaty, which takes into account human rights and international humanitarian law. These are just some of the measures which clearly illustrate the commitment of the Haitian government to promote human rights and the respect for democratic, the shared democratic values of freedom, political pluralism, the rule of law, and the balance of powers, which are the very basis of our democracy under construction. Along the same lines, the report of the Secretary General notes progress made on the humanitarian front, the return to their homes of the vast majority of those displaced by the earthquake of 2010, thanks in a good part to the programs of return and rehousing established by the government, the United Nations, the Canadian government, and governmental partners, as well as the reduction of the total number of people suffering from severe food insecurity, which has decreased from 1.5 million to 600,000 at the end of last year. Despite the multiple constraints, the deficiencies in infrastructure and structural handicaps, the Haitian economy has begun to recover. After decades of stagnation, we had a growth rate of 4.3% for 2012-2013. Despite the few means available, the government has made major efforts on the social front in terms of poverty reduction programs, fighting hunger, violence against women, marginalization, and exclusion. The government is happy that MINUSTAH, under the wise leadership of the Special Representative of the Secretary General, Madame Sandra Honoré, has been a full player and participant in these efforts and continues to provide a highly appreciated support in all areas of the stabilization mission. This support is shown not only in terms of security and stability, but also in as varied fields as technical and logistical support to the government for various programs and interventions to improve the population's living conditions. Technical support to Parliament, to the Justice Ministry, to the Ministry of Health, and several other ministries and government bodies. Support to civil organizations, civil society organizations, and various local partners. And finally, participation in various activities for humanitarian assistance and development. We are encouraged by the efforts which the United Nations is making in Haiti to directly contribute to the implementation of the national 10-year plan for the elimination of cholera, an epidemic which continues to strike at the population. Madam President, 10 years after the creation of MINUSTAH, we all recognize that incontestable success has been achieved in the priority areas of the mission, which is one of stabilization. However, we must not lose sight of the scope of the work which remains to be done, nor the size of the challenges to which Haiti must still respond. As an example, the Secretary General's report stresses in the chapter on security issues that further progress is needed before the National Police is able to ensure the same level of security as the MINUSTAH. This is just one of the many aspects illustrating the need to redefine the objectives, nature, and components of the mission. Therefore, the time has come to calmly take stock of MINUSTAH's action over this past decade. As we come to the end of the mandate given it by the Security Council, we believe it is timely to consider or reconsider the mission, the principles of which are already understood. The government of Haiti, for its part, is prepared to participate on the basis of preliminary elements for consideration, which is submitted to the Security Council and in light of the 5 reconfiguration options that the Secretary General presented in his report. The government believes that any reconfiguration of the mission must take into account the imperatives of the hour. These are not the same as in 2004. It must also reflect Haiti's specific needs at this stage of its development. Now that we have overcome the phase of democratic transition, it is important to define new priorities and the means needed to sustainably consolidate the foundations of democracy and the rule of law, security, and economic and social development. It goes without saying that Haitian national institutions must take their full place and their full responsibility for this new configuration. In this, with this in mind, the government will carefully study the proposals made and provide its full support to the Security Council and the Secretary General from the viewpoint of strengthening the achievements of the past 10 years. A new vision and an expanded one of the objectives and the field of action for MINUSTAH, and a new movement forward expected towards 2016. Once again, giving thanks to the Secretary General for this report, which will definitely inspire and orient the work of the Security Council in the months to come. Your Excellencies, Madam President of the Security Council, a distinguished Special Representative of the Secretary General, I wish to reassure you of the Haitian government's determination to continue working together with the Council to fully realize the mandate given to the MINUSTAH. Your Excellencies, ladies, distinguished ambassadors, I thank you for your kind attention.
Je remercie.
I'd like to thank the representative of Haiti for his statement. I now give the floor to Jamaica.
Thank you, Madam President. I also wish to thank the SRSG, Ambassador Sandra Honoré, for her comprehensive briefing. The report of the Secretary General, together with the SRSG Honoré's briefing, clearly shows that although there has been significant progress at various levels, a number of formidable and fundamental challenges remain. Jamaica notes with keen interest the political milestones which emanated from the inter-Haitian dialogue mediated by the Episcopal Conference of Haiti. We further note that this dialogue culminated in a groundbreaking preliminary consensus on the holding of combined elections in 2014 for 2/3 of the Senate, the Chamber of Deputies, municipal administrations, and local councils. This accomplishment symbolizes a turning point in Haitian governance and signals what can best be described as a new direction in political practice in Haiti. We urge all stakeholders to capitalize on the momentum gained to date with a view to the holding of free and fair elections. Madam President, Jamaica recognizes that political stability and the solidifying of development gains is inextricably linked to sustained citizen security. We note with some concern, however, that while the statistics reflect a downward trend in major crimes, including kidnapping, the figures associated with reported rapes have risen. We thank the mission for its report of August 2013 on this subject, and in this regard, encourage continued efforts to bolster the capacity of courts, prosecution offices, and police stations to properly handle these types of cases. It is unfortunate that the scourge of sexual and gender-based violence persists in Haiti. Jamaica takes note of and commends the uniquely tailored program, which serves to train police personnel in methods used to prevent and respond to such crimes. For Jamaica, the issue of sexual exploitation and abuse within mission is of paramount importance. Cases such as these unacceptably mar the image of MINUSTAH. What is more, they cause a blemish to the UN's international image and those of countless other personnel in the field who are dedicated to the cause of fostering and maintaining peace. Jamaica strongly supports the application of the zero-tolerance approach to these cases. In this connection, we laud efforts to launch thorough and timely investigations into all allegations of abuse and encourage continuing and determined efforts to prevent future incidents. Madam President, Jamaica notes with satisfaction the significant growth in the size of the Haitian National Police, from 5,000 at the start of the mission to the current force complement of 11,228. We encourage MINUSTAH to maintain capacity building of the Haitian National Police as a high priority. This should include strong recruitment campaigns and unrelenting efforts to ensure that the goal of 15,000 officers in service by the end of the police development plan in 2016 is attained. Special emphasis should also be placed on the recruitment of women and skilled personnel capable of contributing to the development of Haiti at the highest level. Madam President, MINUSTAH's Community Violence Reduction Program is increasingly being recognized for its impact on public safety and community development. By supporting community-based labor-intensive infrastructure and environmental projects, MINUSTAH has effectively provided a viable and innovative alternative for at-risk youth. It is with the tremendous success of this program in mind that we welcome the 29 projects which were initiated for the 2013-2014 financial year. We note the progress made in upholding the rule of law in Haiti, as exemplified in the government's 5E policy program. Jamaica, therefore, strongly supports the assistance given by MINUSTAH to Haitian institutions responsible for ensuring the rule of law. In particular, we note the work done in the area of pretrial detention and the work carried out with the legal aid offices, as well as the success encountered in the processing of over 2,000 cases during the reporting period. Madam President, as it regards the Haitian economy, the Secretary General's report informs of an increase of 4.3% in the economic growth rate. This accomplishment, coupled with the growing levels of innovation and industry across the country, speaks to the resilience and determination of the Haitian people to overcome the many obstacles to social and economic development. While we share in the hope and expectation for a more prosperous Haiti, we are mindful of existing constraints, including poor infrastructure and unstable electricity supply, which, as the Secretary General noted in his report, continue to hinder economic growth. It is evident that the persistence of these constraints will inevitably have a negative effect on Haiti's ability to continue along its positive path. Madam President, Jamaica continues to maintain its support for the four jointly agreed stabilization benchmarks outlined in the conditions-based consolidation plan. We welcome the updates on achievements and challenges provided by the Secretary General and look forward to receiving additional information on how the UN can further continue to contribute to Haiti's stabilization and development. In the same breath, Madam President, we support efforts geared towards the responsible and carefully designed drawdown of the mission and call for a post-2016 reconfiguration in keeping with the needs of the Haitian people. The five options outlined in the report all present their own challenges and advantages. We look forward with anticipation to further discussion on these and related matters. In conclusion, I would like to reinforce Jamaica's support for the government and people of Haiti and to express the sincere appreciation of my country to those serving in MINUSTAH and applaud the commitment they have displayed to improving the lives of the Haitian people. I thank you.
I'd like to thank the representative of Jamaica for his statement. I now give the floor to Spain. Thank you, Madam President. First of all, I'd like to thank the special representative of the Secretary General, Sandra Honoré, for her briefing on the situation in Haiti. Spain would like to associate itself with the statement that will be made by the European Union, and I would like to also wish a number of comments in my national capacity. Spain shares the moderately positive assessment made by the Secretary General regarding the political situation in Haiti. We welcome the progress made in the inter-Haitian dialogue fostered by the Episcopal Conference of Haiti, involving the different political actors, the executive, the legislative branch, and the political parties. We would like to call on all the political actors in the country to maintain and step up this dialogue in order to deal with the country's political agenda in a climate of mutual understanding. We consider that the holding of the postponed elections is a fundamental step in the stabilization process of Haiti, in the consolidation of its institutions, and the advancement of democracy and the rule of law. And we trust that these elections will take place this year in 2014. Spain appreciates the efforts of the first high-level political advisory mission organized by the Madrid Club and funded by the European Union. It is led by the former president of Mauritius, who was president twice of Mauritius, and the secretary general of this club, the Spaniard Carlos Westerdorp. Now, the goal of this mission has been to promote dialogue in the discussions on the stabilization and political reform in Haiti. Now, with regards to security, we are pleased by the improvements registered in 2013. These are due to the extraordinary effort of MINUSTA. And we are pleased with the continued process of institutional consolidation of the Haitian National Police. Spain believes that in the area of security, more support must be offered for measures which foster reform in the judiciary and the penitentiary systems, in particular with regard to preventive detention. The results achieved in the security sector lead us to endorse the work which is being carried out in the training and gradual deployment of the National Police. We support the current process of reflection regarding the future of MINUSTA, with a view towards a progressive reduction in mission personnel, which will make it possible in the medium run to focus on assisting civilians, in particular in emergency situations. In any case, Spain believes that this reflection must be accompanied by the effective strengthening of the Haitian National Police's capacities in a way that will allow the police to progressively take over from MINUSTA in certain areas. Now, in the judiciary sector, we salute the decision of the Court of Appeal in the case of ex-President Jean-Claude Duvalier. This is clearly a testament to the consolidation and progress in the area of building rule of law in Haiti. Now, turning to the humanitarian situation, Spain notes with satisfaction the progress reported in the Secretary General's report regarding the reduction of the number of internally displaced persons, and we support the United Nations in its endeavor to eliminate cholera in the framework of its biennial plan and in support of the Haitian National Plan. Spain is one of the country's main donors. Spain maintains and reaffirms its commitment to the development of Haiti, with cooperation specifically focused on access to clean water. This is a key sector in eradicating cholera. Also on education, rural development, and the fight against malnutrition. Finally, we would like to express our support and trust in the high-level dialogue that is taking place between Haiti and the Dominican Republic. We consider that the Bilateral High Commission is the ideal forum to discuss the common agenda of the two countries with regard to a development that is mutually beneficial. Thank you very much, Madam President. I'd like to thank the representative of Spain for his statement. I now give the floor to Guatemala.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam President. We welcome Ambassador Sandra Honoré, and we thank her for presenting the report of the Secretary General. We also would like to thank the permanent representative of Haiti for his very valuable comments. I have five brief points. Firstly, the current situation in Haiti continues to be characterized by major challenges, and being able to overcome them will depend in a great part on the holding of the local, municipal, and legislative elections, which are much awaited, and the success of said elections. We welcome the recent political agreement reached in Haiti for the holding of elections in October of this year. We recognize Haitian leadership in forging this consensus, which is a development in the political culture of the country. Now, its implementation will be important. We also applaud the technical and legislative preparation for viable elections, including the required budget, which is on the right track. Secondly, I want to refer to the reform of the Haitian National Police, which is the main criterion or yardstick for the performance of MINUSTAH. We have indicated several times that professionalizing the police is not enough on its own. We are concerned at the slow progress in equally important areas, which, as the Secretary General's report warns, could endanger some of the major progress made until now. Progress in the legal and penal area is also needed to consolidate the rule of law, besides being a key indicator in the strengthening of the quality of the police force. Thirdly, we believe that the socio-economic dimension cannot be ignored. The root of the axis of the problems of instability in Haiti is not only does not only have military solutions. We have to seek the root causes for instability and poverty, unemployment, and social inequality. We welcome the establishment of the high-level technical group to apply the coordination framework for external assistance. In the humanitarian context, we must recognize that after long delays, almost 90% of the displaced people after the earthquake have returned to their neighborhoods or been relocated. There continues to be a pressing need to normalize the situation of displaced people because of the catastrophe which took place almost 4 years ago. Fourthly, the experience has shown that the United Nations must keep an adequate level of presence in the country, both through MINUSTAH and through the country team. We reiterate that our withdrawal from Haiti must be responsible and gradual to ensure that when the time comes, the mission will never have to return. We note the five configuration options described by the Secretary General for after 2016. We believe that at this time, the current levels must be maintained, avoiding measures which might endanger the holding of the elections. Both the report of the Secretary General and the recent meeting with troop-contributing countries show the need for continued operational support from MINUSTAH's forces. In this regard, we believe that this is only the beginning of the discussion, and it would be premature to discuss the appropriateness, merits, or suitability of the options presented. We are in the consolidation phase of the mission, and it is only when that process comes to an end that we can begin the process of reconfiguration. We must act in a calculated fashion on the basis of a strategic evaluation to be presented by the Secretary General at a later date in close consultation with the government of Haiti and with the troop contributing countries. Lastly, we congratulate Special Representative Sandra Honoré for her tireless efforts heading the mission. She has our full support and admiration. Haiti has a special place on the agenda of the United Nations. Now, more than ever, the role of the organization is of unparalleled importance to ensure the continuity of an irreversible stabilization process. Thank you very much. I thank the representative of Guatemala for his statement. I now give the floor to His Excellency Mr. Thomas Meyer-Harting.
Thank you, Madam President. I have the honor of speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states. I would like to thank the Secretary General for his report and the Special Representative for her briefing. I would also like to thank the Permanent Representative of Haiti for his intervention today. Turkey, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Montenegro, Iceland, and Serbia are candidate countries, as well as Bosnia-Herzegovina, a country from the stabilization and association process and potential candidate, as well as Ukraine, the Republic of Moldova, and Georgia. I would like to associate themselves with this statement. Madam President, the European Union shares the assessment of the Secretary General in his report as far as the relative improvement of the political context in Haiti. Now, during the recent visit by President Martelly to Brussels, the European Union expressed to him its satisfaction for the progress achieved in the framework of the inter-Haitian dialogue, which has made it possible to reach significant compromises with regard to the institutional electoral disputes. We are happy to see that our appeals and those of other partners in favor of continuing with this dialogue have been heard, and that an agreement on the date of future elections has finally been found by the parties in question. The commitment of the government to cover one-third of the cost for the organization of the upcoming elections is also quite encouraging. Now, the consolidation of democracy and its institutions remains an important pillar in our cooperation with Haiti. Bearing this in mind, the European Union and the government of Haiti have decided last December to launch a political dialogue provided for in Article 8 of the Cotonou Agreement. This framework will make it possible to support the political and economic reforms that are essential for a sustainable socioeconomic development in Haiti, but also to have a constructive exchange of views on topics that are of concern to both of us. Now, political dialogue is further complemented by a program of support to the Haitian parliament aimed at improving dialogue among political parties and a more effective management of the legislative agenda. Furthermore, we have asked the Madrid Club to carry out another high-level political advisory mission, a mission that has already begun. Madam President, as far as the humanitarian situation is concerned, the European Union, first of all, welcomes the progress mentioned by the Secretary General, in particular the constant reduction of the number of displaced people that continue to live in the camps of the mission. We, however, remain worried about the living conditions, the very precarious living conditions of these families. Many of them don't have access to basic services. The European Union then highlighted once again its concern about the cases of forced eviction, sometimes violently, that have been mentioned by several NGOs. The Haitian authorities need to make sure that the rights of the individuals concerned are respected and to find humane and sustainable solutions to help them, to help in rehousing them. The European Union also welcomes the efforts to try to find a coordinated response to the cholera epidemic in Haiti and welcomes the two-year plan of the United Nations in support of the National Haitian Plan for the Elimination of Cholera. I have the pleasure of confirming that the European Union will continue its humanitarian assistance in Haiti in 2014 with a program for a sum of 18 million euros, which will include our continued support to the eradication of the epidemic. Finally, with regard to the humanitarian situation, we would like to express how appalled we are by the number of Haitian children younger than 5 years old that suffer from malnutrition. As mentioned in paragraph 18 of the Secretary General's report, about 100,000 children are affected. 20,000 of them suffer from acute malnutrition. We'll have irreversible consequences on their growth. This is truly a national tragedy that should mobilize all the political forces in Haiti. We would like to repeat our request to the authorities and to Haitian political forces to put issues related to combating poverty and malnutrition at the top of the government agenda. Madam President, the European Union has taken note of the proposals formulated in the report of the Secretary General with regard to the future reconfiguration of MINUSTAH. The identification of the most appropriate scenario will require an in-depth analysis of the security situation and progress on the four key stabilization indicators. The European Union supports the goal of the gradual and conditional assumption of MINUSTAH competences by the Haitian government. The speed of this transition will depend on the political will and determination of the Haitian authorities to put in place legislative and administrative reforms needed to achieve the carry out the tasks that are currently delegated to MINUSTAH. Through its programs of cooperation for development, which aim inter alia to provide significant support to reform of state administration, the European Union will continue to support the process of reconfiguration of MINUSTAH. Madam President, as was the case during previous debates, we would like to reiterate our concern with regard to the limited progress in the area of reform, judiciary and penitentiary reforms. We think that it is essential for the Haitian authorities to envision a reform of the security sector as a whole, including the police, the border police, and judiciary and penitentiary systems. We have been working in cooperation with the UNDP to support the development of capacity development of the Superior Council of the Judiciary, for which a specific program funded by the European Union has just been launched. Furthermore, we commend the decision of the Court of Appeals to validate the criminal prosecution of former President Jean-Claude Duvalier for crimes against humanity. Madam President, bilateral dialogue, high-level bilateral dialogue that was started between Haiti and the Dominican Republic is an excellent opportunity to find common solutions to transboundary issues of common interest. We would like to congratulate the two governments for their constructive dialogue. The European Union will support this process by participating in as an observer to the dialogue and through its regional cooperation programs. In conclusion, Madam President, the European Union would like to express its satisfaction for the excellent cooperation between our delegation in Port-au-Prince and the Special Representative of the Secretary General, Mrs. Sandra Honoré, as well as with our cooperation with the country UN country office in Haiti. We will continue to be committed and continue with our support to Haiti and to MINUSTAH in order to consolidate the current process of reforms underway. Thank you. I'd like to thank Mr. Meyer Harding for his statement. I would now like to give the floor to Colombia. Thank you, Madam President. First of all, I would like to thank you for your invitation to participate in this debate on the situation in Haiti. I'd like to congratulate and thank the Special Representative, Mrs. Sandra Honoré, for the detailed briefing that she presented to this Security Council today. Colombia would like to associate itself with the statement of Uruguay on behalf of the Group of Friends of Haiti in order to acknowledge the progress achieved towards the consolidation of its democracy. The promulgation of an electoral law and discussions among the different political parties and the government of President Martelly with a view towards holding future legislative, municipal, and local elections. All these are very encouraging signs and represent a major challenge that will require due support and backing from the international community, in particular from MINUSTAH. However, it is clear that Haiti still has to cope with many challenges. This is why Colombia would like to take this opportunity to reiterate, Mrs. Honoré, our support, the constant support for the invaluable efforts of MINUSTAH to ensure the sustainable well-being of the Haitian people. Now, the South Americans owe a historical debt to the Haitian people for their help in achieving our own national independence. Colombia participates in MINUSTAH. Our police have provided support in combating the global scourge of drugs, organized transnational crime, extortion, and kidnapping. Since 2013, and taking up the calls of this council in intensifying the role of women in peacekeeping. Haitian female policemen have been trained in Colombia in the framework of Colombian cooperation, and there have been also training courses in the area of coffee production, food security, nutrition, refurbishing of housing, sanitation, and restoring neighborhoods, and technical support. Madam President, security, stability, and achieving more dignified conditions for the Haitian people, as well as the consolidation of national democratic institutions, have to be the top priority of these international community's efforts in Haiti. It's clear that MINUSTAH's mandate cannot be extended indefinitely. However, we need to be cautious in evaluating the gradual withdrawal of MINUSTAH, because the progress achieved should not be put in risk. Colombia is in favor of a responsible and progressive drawdown of MINUSTAH, taking into account the various elements mentioned in the latest report of the Secretary General, which states that there is still significant institutional gaps and also gaps in the area of security. The upcoming legislative, municipal, and local elections, as well as the presidential elections in 25, will be major challenges in the ongoing democratic consolidation of Haiti. This consolidation requires due support and backing by the international community, and in particular by MINUSTAH. Thank you very much.
Je remercie la représentante.
I'd like to thank the representative of Colombia for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Uruguay. Thank you very much, Madam President.
I have the honor of speaking on behalf of the group of Friends of Haiti, which includes Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, France, Guatemala, Peru, United States, and my own country, Uruguay. I would like to congratulate you, Madam President, for organizing this debate to discuss the latest Secretary General's report on the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti. The group of friends welcomes the presence of the Special Representative of the Secretary General in Haiti, Mrs. Sandra Honoré, and we'd like to thank her for her comprehensive briefing and for the hard work she's doing. We'd also hail the presence of the Permanent Representative of Haiti. Madam President, the strengthening of the rule of law and democratic institutions, and the establishing of a political culture conducive to democratic stability, as well as improving the socioeconomic conditions. All these are key elements that are necessary to achieve a greater and sustainable stability and prosperity in Haiti. In this regard, the group of friends strongly encourages all political actors in Haiti to deepen their dialogue and cooperation toward their country's democratic consolidation, and reiterates the importance of the holding of this year a free and fair legislative, municipal, and local elections. This is an essential and urgent step towards lasting stability, recovery, and development in Haiti. The group welcomes the efforts carried out by a special representative at facilitating, promoting a climate of dialogue among all the national actors in order to strengthen Haitian democratic institutions. The signing of the El Rancho Agreement is an important milestone in the Haitian-led process, and it represents the will of the Haitian political stakeholders to move forward with the planning of elections. Now, this momentum should not be lost. We encourage Haiti's political leaders to maintain their spirit of cooperation, and to act promptly to fulfill the agreement's provisions with regard to amending the electoral law, establishment of the Provisional Electoral Council, and setting of an electoral calendar. Now, the group of friends notes that since the last report of the Secretary General, the overall security situation in Haiti has remained relatively stable, though it was marked by an increase in civil unrest during the first period of the reporting, first part of the reporting period. This has allowed MINUSTAH to implement the drawdown established in resolutions 2070 of 2012 and 2119 of 2013, without undermining the security and stability of Haiti. The group of friends acknowledges the progress in implementing MINUSTAH's Consolidation Plan 2013-2016, with the objective of allowing Haitian authorities to assume, as soon as conditions on the ground permit, full responsibility for their country's security. The group of friends commends this calibrated approach and reiterates the importance of conditions-based decisions on future steps, based on conditions on the ground. The group of friends takes note of the five options presented in the Secretary General's report as a basis for future discussions on how best to undertake the political and peacekeeping work that remains to be done and is crucial for Haiti's progress. The group also welcomes the Secretary General's intention to conduct a comprehensive strategic assessment with a view to make recommendations to this council. We also underline the importance of close cooperation with the government of Haiti in this regard. Madam President, the group of friends reiterates the importance of the commitment by the government of Haiti to strengthen the rule of law and to make further progress in the judiciary and security sectors. In this respect, the group would like to emphasize a critical role of the Haitian National Police to ensuring Haiti's security and stability, and to stress the importance of completing the ongoing strengthening, professionalization, and reform of the Haitian National Police. In order for it to be able to assume full responsibility for Haiti's security, the group of friends underscores in this regard the importance of building up National Police's capacity outside of Port-au-Prince and ensuring its adherence to the highest standards of respect for human rights. The group of friends of Haiti reiterates its commitment to the UN's zero-tolerance policy for sexual exploitation and abuse, and in this regard, we expect that all UN personnel to adhere to the highest standards of conduct. The group urges all actors involved to assume their responsibilities in order to prevent such cases, investigate allegations, and hold accountable those responsible. The group would like to welcome the significant progress made during 2013 regarding the resettlement of persons who were displaced by the 2010 earthquake. However, the group also expresses concern about the living conditions in the remaining camps, with special regard to women and children. This is an example of the persistent humanitarian challenges that Haiti still faces. The group of friends notes the continuing work by the government of Haiti, MINUSTAH, and others to protect vulnerable groups, and it urges that utmost attention by all actors be paid to preventing and reducing violent crime, in particular against women and children, including rape and other sexual violence. The ongoing efforts to eliminate the cholera epidemic remind us about the importance of sustaining the cooperation between the international community and the government of Haiti to meet the needs of the Haitian people. In this regard, the group welcomes the UN's two-year plan focused on short-term actions developed by the United Nations in support of the 10-year national plan for the elimination of cholera in Haiti. And we note the appointment by the Secretary General of a senior coordinator for cholera response in Haiti. Likewise, the group of Friends of Haiti acknowledges the efforts by the donor community and calls upon them to fulfill without delay the pledges they have undertaken. Madam President, the group of Friends of Haiti believes that security, respect for human rights, rule of law, and development are closely interlinked and mutually reinforce stability. We therefore underscore the need to systematically address unemployment, education, and the delivery of basic social services, as well as ensure the economic and political empowerment of women. At the same time, the group stresses that there can be no genuine stability or sustainable development in Haiti without the strengthening of democratic institutions and a credible democratic process. In this context, the group emphasizes the importance of promoting the rule of law through the strengthening of Haitian institutions and further reaffirms the responsibility of MINUSTAH for supporting the Haitian state by promoting improved governance structures, extension of state authority, and the promotion and protection of human rights, and this in accordance with its mandate. Finally, Madam President, the group of friends would like to reaffirm its solidarity with and commitment to the people and government of Haiti in their pursuit of stability, reconstruction, recovery, socioeconomic development, and democratic consolidation. The group of Friends of Haiti acknowledges the important role of MINUSTAH in ensuring stability and security in Haiti, and would like to express its support and appreciation for the women and men of MINUSTAH for their dedication and tireless efforts to support recovery and stability in Haiti. Thank you very much.
I thank the representative of Uruguay for his statement, and I now give the floor to representative of Brazil.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for convening this debate, and I thank Special Representative Sandra Honoré for her detailed presentation. I also thank the permanent representative of Haiti, Ambassador Denis Régis, for his intervention. Madam President, the latest report by the Secretary General invites us to discuss options for the presence of the United Nations in Haiti after 2016, and at the same time reminds us of ongoing challenges, persistent issues on the security, social, and economic fronts, political divisions that have delayed the Haitian people's full enjoyment of democratic stability. In addition to these challenges, Haiti must confront a cholera epidemic with the highest number of cases in the world. At the same time, it is fair to acknowledge that Haiti has come a long way on the path to stabilization. Progress in the humanitarian situation, in particular the relocation of displaced people, is encouraging, although forced evictions are a cause for concern. Recent positive economic prospects confirm our confidence in the potential for Haiti's development. On the political front, in particular, the recently signed El Rancho Agreement presents a vital opportunity to break with old patterns and practices which run contrary to institutional progress and have continued to hold the country back. Let me recognize in this regard the key role of mediators who are providing the necessary space and support for the inter-Haitian dialogue. We expect that the political dialogue will, in the short term, lead to the swift implementation of concrete commitments and allow for the normalization of the country's democratic life with the holding of pending elections in 2014 and presidential elections in 2015. Madam President, the complex picture is a reminder of the integrated nature of challenges faced by Haiti in this advanced stage of the stabilization process. This remains a fundamental circumstance as we discuss the best strategy for consolidating the stabilization gains secured so far with a crucial contribution of MINUSTAH. In this context, allow me to convey Brazil's strong support for the work carried out by Special Representative Sandra Honoré and her team. On the security front, the Secretary General's report informs us of the progress achieved by the Haitian National Police in implementing its development plan with the key support of MINUSTAH. This should not divert us from the need to translate our support for the strengthening of the justice and security sectors into concrete benefits for the population and into increased protection of basic human rights, including social and economic rights. To help establish this fundamental rights-based connection between institutions and citizens, it is key that MINUSTAH continue to pursue a comprehensive approach to stability. Brazil welcomes a deeper integration of community projects to reduce violence within the spectrum of the rule of law activities of the mission, as well as the efforts to tackle weaknesses in the judicial sector and the issue of prolonged pre-trial detentions. Stabilization tools such as the CVR and the Quick Impact projects become even more important as we advance on the implementation of MINUSTAH's consolidation plan with further reductions of the military component. Madam President, it is a positive development that the situation has remained stable in those departments vacated by MINUSTAH's troops. It indicates that a well-calibrated, responsible, progressive, and situational approach is best suited to consolidate gains without compromising security. We believe that a careful, gradual, and responsible approach should continue to prevail in our planning for a sustainable transition. The security situation on the ground, its prevailing social and political dimensions, and the Haitian capacity to assume increasing responsibilities should continue to guide us and not self-imposed budgetary constraints or arbitrarily conceived timeframes unrelated to Haiti's specificity. The Council should not sacrifice hard-earned security and stability at the risk of paying a higher price in the medium term. Neither should this Council pursue the establishment of new and needed missions at the expense of and to the detriment of active ones that have not fully discharged themselves of their purpose. As the Secretary General himself points out, a comprehensive strategic assessment will be needed for an informed decision on the options presented in his report or on any other alternatives deemed suitable. We hope this exercise privileges the concrete situation on the ground, identifying opportunities for further transfer of responsibilities where they present themselves, and taking into account the need to ensure that key objectives, such as electoral processes and political national dialogue, are met with adequate support. Close and effective coordination with the government of Haiti will remain a decisive requirement in this context, and I take note with encouragement of the final paragraphs in the intervention by the distinguished representative of Haiti in this regard. It is clear, especially in light of the security requirements for upcoming elections, that no abrupt interruption of the support provided by a peacekeeping presence is advisable. Brazil would favor options that maintain a military capability to support the Haitian National Police as needed under Chapter 7. We are also of the view that the present Latin American Caribbean profile of the mission should be fully preserved throughout its reconfiguration process. Madam President, the ultimate transition is a Haitian one, a transition away from past instability and back to the original Haitian dream, one that inspired an entire region to seek independence as a way to ensure a dignified life for all. We stand firmly behind this objective in solidarity with our Haitian brothers and sisters. Thank you.
I thank the representative of Brazil for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Mexico. Thank you, Madam President. My delegation welcomes the convening of this debate at a decisive moment for the future of the government and people of Haiti, as well as the definition of the United Nations' presence in Haiti. 10 years after the establishment of MINUSTAH and 4 years after the devastating earthquake, which left behind tragic humanitarian, political, and economic consequences in Haiti, we see major progress in security, stability, political dialogue, and rule of law today. These achievements would not have been made without the presence of MINUSTAH and the support of the United Nations and other international organizations. It is clear that the strategy of dealing in parallel with the challenges of security, development, and human rights, as has been done since 2004, has been a determining factor in the reestablishment of security and the reconstruction of Haiti. Madam President, the government of Mexico welcomes the positive results of the political process presented by the Secretary General in his most recent report. This is drawn from the adoption of the Electoral Act and the opening of direct dialogue between the executive power, the parliament, and political powers. These agreements are essential to continue building an appropriate environment for the elections this year and the presidential elections of 2015. A peaceful passage of power as a result of free elections, together with the institutional strengthening of the Haitian government, will be significant steps to strengthen democratic life in Haiti. It is crucial to continue providing the support Haiti needs at this time to realize the efforts of the Haitians and the international community. My country has provided support to Haiti in strengthening and professionalizing its electoral institutions. At the request of the Permanent Electoral Commission, the Mexican Federal Electoral Institute has offered technical assistance on various fronts. In the months to come, there will be a mission to jointly develop a cooperation program for elections with the authorities of Haiti. Madam President, although the Secretary General reports major progress on the humanitarian front over the past year, we are concerned at the persistence of a high number of cases of cholera, which has already taken the life of 8,500 people. Mexico hopes that the implementation of the Humanitarian Action Plan for Haiti in 2014 and the National Plan to Eliminate Cholera, with the support of the United Nations system and other international partners, will contribute to providing the critical needs related to the epidemic, reducing rates of infection,
We are convinced that these efforts must be part of a strategy which will simultaneously respond to poverty and development challenges, strengthening food security, nutrition, and preparation for in cases of disaster. I reiterate Mexico's commitment to this task. We continue bolstering actions in priority areas of cooperation for development established with the Haitian government in agriculture, education, socioeconomic development, the environment, health, and democracy. Madam President, Haiti's progress over the past decade and the international community with the international community shows progress in priority areas for stabilization of the consolidation plan of the MINUSTA, such as the professionalization of the national police. As the Secretary General indicates, there are challenges which must be responded to for the national authorities to take progressively greater responsibility in establishing the rule of law and preparing the upcoming elections. We believe it is essential for MINUSTA to have the resources necessary to respond to these challenges. Mexico's hope is that the consolidation plan for MINUSTA will lead to a successful transition process with the eventual exit of the mission once they have reached the long-term objectives of stability and development in Haiti. It is fundamental to keep a gradual, planned focus on the reconfiguration of MINUSTA in 2016 in accordance with Resolution 2119. An abrupt and planned withdrawal of the mission could lead to a renewed crisis and even greater political instability. Madam President, on behalf of my delegation, I wish to recognize the efforts of the MINUSTA. Together with the Haitian government, they work to establish a basis of a prosperous, peaceful Haiti. MINUSTA's legacy is visible. We have a very different country from that of 2004 and 2010. Let us lead our efforts to a successful conclusion and make Haiti another success story for the Council, for the organization, and above all, for the population of Haiti. Thank you very much. I thank the representative of Mexico for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Canada.
Merci beaucoup, et je tiens d'abord à vous répondre.
Thank you. I would like to first thank you, Madam President, and the delegation of Luxembourg for having organized this debate on Haiti. I would also like to thank the special representative of the Secretary General, Mrs. Sandra Honoré, for her briefing on the situation in Haiti and to assure her of Canada's continued support to her and the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti. We acknowledge the hard work of all the staff of the MINUSTA in consolidating stability in Haiti.
Madame la Présidente.
Madam President, although progress has been made since the Security Council last discussed Haiti in August, more work is needed to ensure its sustainable development and stability over the long run. An example of this progress is the relocation of thousands of families living in displaced persons camps. 90% of the population displaced by the 2010 earthquake has now moved out of these camps. We must continue to work until the remaining 10% have homes. And this past January, Canada announced further support to help relocate another 53,000 internally displaced persons over the next year.
President, a unique partnership with Haiti for decades. Since 2006, Canada has provided more than $1.4 billion in development and humanitarian assistance. These efforts have been designed to complement and support the efforts and actions of our allies by multilateral and regional bodies in Haiti as well. Canada has worked to make improvements in a number of areas, including economic growth, food security, governance, and in line with Canada's G8 Muskoka initiative, a particular focus on maternal, newborn, and child health. Canada welcomes that Haiti has made economic development, including trade and investment, a top priority. We welcome the government's emphasis on modernizing the business environment so as to facilitate foreign investments and strongly encourage actions that lead to further gains in transparent governance, economic development, and sustainable job creation. A private sector creates jobs, and employment builds an economy. Transparency, accountability, and economic competitiveness and diversification are all essential to Haiti's development and essential for sustained revenue generation for the government. We encourage continued action in improving the business environment, which can transform Haiti's economic potential into concrete outcomes for the Haitian people. Madame la Présidente.
Madam President, for Haiti to succeed on the path of development in accordance with its own objectives and plans, accountable institutional and political stability are necessary. We note with concern that the long overdue senatorial, municipal, and local elections prescribed by the Constitution still have not taken place, despite repeated calls by Haitian political actors and members of the Security Council that they be held without delay. We are encouraged by recent announcements that these elections will take place this fall. But these words must now be turned into action and must translate into voters casting their ballots at the polling stations. The promulgation of the electoral law last December was an important step towards the holding of elections. And we also commend Haiti's political actors for the consensual solutions they have reached in the framework of the recently concluded inter-Haitian dialogue. We also recognize and appreciate the efforts of MINUSTAH in providing electoral assistance and logistical support for those elections, noting the importance of strengthening the status and capacity of Haitian institutions to take on an increasing role in the future. Madam President, it's also important to continue to improve human rights protection in Haiti. Canada commends the office, the Office de la Protection du Citoyen d'Haïti, for becoming accredited as a national human rights institution last December. This is an important step forward for Haitian-led efforts to protect and promote human rights in the country. And Canada is proud to have supported the Office over the past few years. We also welcome the submission of several reports on Haiti's implementation of its obligations under human rights conventions as important steps towards increasing accountability in this area. There is still remains a lot to be done, however, as generalized weaknesses in institutions of the justice sector remain a concern and cause deficiencies in human rights protection. Madam President, a large number of Haitians, up to 70% of the prison population, according to some sources, remain in prolonged pretrial detention in terrible conditions. It's time for this issue to be addressed. Continued international engagement and efforts by the Haitian authorities for institutional strengthening are crucial to improve the current situation in an effective and sustainable way.
And Canada wishes to state that it continues to appreciate and support the important work of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti. For 10 years, MINUSTAH has worked to improve security conditions and contribute to lasting stability in Haiti and has made considerable progress. Canada notes MINUSTAH's forward planning on the post-2016 presence of the United Nations in Haiti. As we consider the possibilities for the future, it is important that such decisions are based on the situation on the ground, and in particular the capacity of the Haitian state to deliver security to its population. We should also avoid reduction scenarios that would jeopardize the results we have achieved to date. We also commend the mission's efforts towards the reform and development of the Haitian National Police, an organization that has demonstrated increasing capacity in recent months. We are extremely pleased that the first group of Haitian police commissioners has completed their training, and the training of a second group is now underway. This is an important milestone and a result of considerable work by Haitian authorities to develop curriculum, recruit, and train professors, among other activities. Canada is proud to have provided considerable support to these efforts and we encourage the Haitian government to ensure the sustainability of these achievements. We urge the Haitian government to continue this work and further build upon it by tackling weaknesses in the justice sector so that the rule of law can be delivered to all Haitian citizens. This is critical for Haiti's future, and I can assure you, Madam President, that Canada will continue to support Haiti in this regard. I thank you very much. Merci beaucoup, Madame la Présidente.
Je remercie
I thank the representative of Canada for that statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Peru. Thank you, Madam President. I wish to begin by hailing the initiative of the Security Council Presidency for convening a debate on the situation in Haiti. We are particularly pleased at the presence of the Special Representative of the Secretary General for Haiti, Madame Sandra Honoré, and we thank her for her presentation of the Secretary General's report on the situation in Haiti. My delegation wishes to support the statement by the delegation of Uruguay on behalf of the Group of Friends of Haiti, especially with regard to the recognition of the important work being done by the Stabilization Mission of the United Nations in Haiti, MINUSTAH, to stabilize and secure Haiti, as well as strengthen democratic institutions and the rule of law in Haiti. We believe that this work continues to be essential since it provides Haitian authorities with the security and support they need to facilitate the process of democracy building in Haiti. Peru is committed to achieving and strengthening security, stability, sustainable development, and institutional strengthening for Haiti. For this reason, my country has actively participated in MINUSTAH since 2004, with a military contingent made up of 372 troops, including female personnel in the field and military officials which are part of the general staff of the mission. Madam President, Peru recognizes the major progress made for the holding of the long-postponed partial legislative, municipal, and local elections. However, we see with concern that a further postponement of these elections could generate a climate of political instability and lack of governance in Haiti. Recognizing Haiti's democratic vocation, my delegation reiterates its call to all Haitian political forces to reach necessary agreements, making it possible to hold these elections in a timely fashion, which will consolidate the functioning of the institutions that are fundamental for democratic governance of Haiti. As indicated by the report of the Secretary General, the security situation in Haiti is relatively stable thanks to the crucial work of MINUSTAH. However, there has been an increase of demonstrations, which are mainly linked to political tensions, socioeconomic problems, and lack of basic services. This reminds us that the United Nations system must provide cooperation in the three areas which directly affect the current process of recovery and reconstruction in Haiti: governance, security, and sustainable development. Madam President, whilst we recognize our acknowledgement of the work of the military component of MINUSTAH in ensuring the stability and security of Haiti, we wish to express our satisfaction by the progress made in the application of the 5-year development plan 2012-2016 of the Haitian National Police. This will make it possible for the institution to have the capacity it needs to maintain public order and the security of the population throughout the territory, as well as a solid institution which will promote the strengthening of the rule of law and respect for human rights. The progress MINUSTAH has made to stabilize Haiti makes it possible to view the future with optimism. We believe that the time has come to initiate a gradual transition process towards the second phase of cooperation of the United System with Haiti. In this vein, we welcome the progress made in applying the reconfiguration consolidation plan for MINUSTAH, which will consolidate the progress made and establish a basis for development programs over the long term. With regard to the various options raised by the Secretary General for the future of the mission, my delegation believes that a future reduction of MINUSTAH personnel or a change of the nature of the mission should only be take place after the situation on the ground has been seriously analyzed.
In this vein, we welcome the Secretary General's plan to conduct a strategic assessment with regard to the appropriateness of the various options in his report, and we hope that he will duly consider the parameters and indicators contained in the reconfiguration and consolidation plan for the Minusta. To conclude, Madam President, my delegation reiterates that the important achievements of MINUSTAH until now should not give us a false impression that the task of the United Nations in Haiti is over, or even close to being over. Experience has taught us the severe consequences in some countries when our organization decided to withdraw its presence in the field before the time had come. We therefore call on the entire international community to continue supporting Haiti. Thank you, Madam.
Merci, le représentant.
I'd like to thank the representative of Peru for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Japan.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. I would like to express my appreciation to you for chairing this debate. I would also like to commend the invaluable and significant contribution to the mission by Ms. Sandra Honoré, Special Representative of the Secretary General for MINUSTA. I thank her for the comprehensive briefing this morning. I also pay tribute to the men and women of MINUSTA for the commitment and fortitude they have demonstrated under difficult circumstances. I welcome the Secretary General's report on MINUSTA issued on 7 March. As the report points out, the adoption of the electoral law and the launching of inter-Haitian dialogue process are encouraging signs that can lead to overcoming the recurrent political crises and diffuse tensions. Various challenges still persist, but significant progress has been made in the stabilization and recovery process in Haiti. In this regard, the support provided by MINUSTA, such as increasing the national police capacity, building electoral capacity, strengthening the rule of law, and supporting political dialogue, has been indispensable. Madam President, Japan, as a close friend of Haiti, has also been contributing to the recovery process in Haiti. A total number of approximately 2,200 Japanese self-defense personnel served as part of the engineering unit that was dispatched until December 2012. Their activities contributed to clearing away rubble and debris, constructing facilities, and transporting supplies in the aftermath of the earthquake that hit Haiti in 2010. Moreover, at the time of their withdrawal, Japan donated engineering equipment to the government of Haiti and prefabricated houses to MINUSTA. Besides the contribution by Japan's self-defense forces, Japan has disbursed more than $150 million since 2010 for the reconstruction of Haiti. Basic infrastructure in the country remains fragile. Therefore, Japan has focused its assistance to restoring and establishing basic social services in the fields of health, hygiene, and education. Recently, on 7 March, the government of Japan has agreed to provide assistance of approximately $6.8 million for a water supply facilities reconstruction project in Liaogang, as well as additional aid of approximately $7 million for a hospital reconstruction project in Jacmel. Also on 11 March, the government of Japan has signed a document with UNICEF to provide assistance of approximately $2.5 million for a cholera prevention project in Haiti. Another aid of approximately $3 million for underprivileged farmers in Haiti has also been decided. Japan intends to continue to support the recovery in and to cooperate with Haiti. Madam President, the report by the Secretary General raises an important issue about the future UN presence in Haiti. Japan welcomes the integrated planning process on the post-2016 UN configuration in Haiti that has been launched and the 5 broad possible options presented in the report on the future of MINUSTA. Mindful of the presidential elections scheduled for November 2015, while also keeping in mind the developments so far in Haiti, Japan is encouraged to learn that reduction of minister personnel is taking place with the withdrawal of 1,249 infantry and engineering personnel planned by the end of June 2014. Through support to the recovery efforts of Haiti, Japan wishes that in a not distant future, conditions on the ground will enable a progressive drawdown of the operation of MINUSTAH and handover of its functions to the government of Haiti. Madam President, 2 decades have passed since the first Japan CARICOM consultation was held in 1993. The year 2014 has been designated as the Japan CARICOM Friendship Year to enhance that relationship in diverse fields. The friendship built between Japan and Haiti is also a strong and solid one. Japan will never forget the solidarity shown by Haiti in the aftermath of the Great East Japan earthquake in 2011. Through this friendship, I am confident that we can overcome the difficult challenges ahead of us and advance towards a brighter future. I thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of Japan for his statement, and I shall now give the floor to Ms. Sandra Honoré to briefly respond to the comments raised.
Thank you, Madam President of the Security Council. Once again, I take the opportunity to thank you for having placed on the agenda of the Council this debate on the Secretary General's most recent report on the work of MINUSTAH. I wish to thank you and the members of the Council for the comments and recommendations which you have made in the course of this morning's debate on our work and on the work of the Mission for Stabilization in Haiti. My gratitude is also extended to all the other member states, including the Republic of Haiti, and multilateral organizations which have proffered comments and suggestions either on their own behalf or on behalf of regional groupings. On behalf of the personnel of MINUSTAH, military, police, and civilians, international as well as Haitian, as well as United Nations volunteers, I thank you for your expressions of support for the work of the mission as we strive to fully acquit ourselves of your mandate to ensure an environment of security and stabilization in Haiti. We are encouraged by your continuing support of our efforts and your desire to ensure that they redound to the full benefit of the children, women, and men of Haiti. In keeping with the mission's consolidation plan, we continue to concentrate on the core areas of development of the Haitian National Police, the strengthening of the national capacity for electoral management, the rule of law and human rights, and key governance issues including elections, the legislative agenda, and institutional strengthening. MINUSTAH and the UN country team in Haiti draw inspiration from your remarks and look forward to continuing our work and service in support of the Secretary General's obligations to this Council as you continue deliberations on the contents of his report S/2014/162. The mission renews its deep appreciation for your country's and organizations' long-standing and continuing cooperation with the government and people of Haiti. We have taken note of the specific comments on specific areas in which you feel that we need to place renewed emphasis and look forward to continuing to serve you. Thank you very much.
Je remercie Madame Honoré pour ses précisions.
I thank Ms. Honoré for the...
Il n'y a plus d'orateurs inscrits.
thank Ms. Honoré for the clarifications she has provided. There are no more names inscribed on the list of speakers. The Security Council has just concluded the present stage of its consideration of the item on its agenda. The meeting is adjourned.